We totally have the recording of him getting murdered and all this stuff. And but then they say, yeah, but we're not going to share it with anybody. Mike Pompeo told press yesterday, well, I haven't heard a tape. I haven't seen a transcript. They released some surveillance photos identifying an intelligence officer in the Saudi Crown Prince's entourage as being involved, but they didn't release any, like, audio, anything like that. So, I just, the whole thing, coming back to whether or not the prince was involved, the whole thing presupposes that his entourage, people within his entourage decided to go rogue, and I just don't, I just find that doubtful. I really do. But the way that, I mean, we have to, obviously, things require an investigation, but we are talking with people who think that just mere accusations can condemn someone's life to, you know, epic destruction. Jim Acosta, who got mad and told someone to go F off last night on Twitter, had this to say. It's audio soundbite 4.
The president time and again was going after Democrats, accusing them of being a part of a mob, of being part of an angry mob. I have to tell you, Don, when the president made that joke about Greg Gianforte assaulting Ben Jacobs, I looked over to the crowd. There was one gentleman, a Trump supporter in the crowd, who was doing pro wrestling moves, doing body slam type gestures.
We're going to talk
crowd.
About the Gianforte. This doesn't have anything to do with Saudi Arabia, so I really don't give a flying rat's ass about this audio soundbite. Yeah. So we'll get to it later. Yeah, he said, I don't want to feel like listening to him that much. You know what I mean? It's just, because he aggravates me. It's Friday, it's rainy, I'm tired. He aggravates me. But he says the same thing that you hear Mika Brzezinski and everybody else say, oh, well, you know, Trump is, he's, the reason Saudi Arabia killed people is because of Donald Trump. Because you guys know that no one in any Middle Eastern country ever handled anything political like this ever until Donald Trump came into office. And said that fake news is the enemy of the people. Here's the thing. Since he didn't say that, and the press is insisting that he did, just by their own logic, they're the ones who are inspiring violence, not him. Because they're the ones who are insisting that he called them the enemy of the people when he called fake news the enemy of the people. So the press is thus responsible. I mean, if you really want to go that far and have that argument, which all arguments should be based in truth, but that's the reality of the situation. This new defense, and this is how the media is reacting to, if you want to search for answers as to why this happened, because it does seem weird, doesn't it? Like, seriously? The Crown Prince is going to go after some dude who wrote for the Washington Post, who was a legal American resident, who wasn't a citizen, he was a legal American resident, who lived in London and Istanbul. Why in the world was the Crown Prince going to go after that guy? So he was critical of the Crown Prince? That seems weird, because there are other people who have been dissidents, but they, you know, I mean, they're walking around alive. So in searching for questions as to why this happened, anytime you ask a question, anytime you try to get into maybe the backstory, like, was there some sort of, was there something between these two in the past? Like, what's up? Well, this is how the media handles it. Quote, headline. Conservatives mount a whisper campaign smearing Khashoggi in defense of Trump. So that's how they treat it if you ask questions and you try to get in his background. That's how they treat it, because, again, nuance is dead and these people are epic morons. No, I'm not using any nicer words, because these people don't merit the energy of a more creative way to say moron. They're morons. It's insane. People want, I mean, in order to figure out what happened, you kind of have to go back into someone's past to figure out if there's something else other than him just writing hurt-feeling words in Washington Post that triggered the Crown Prince. So that's the big question. And so that's what a lot of people have been doing. A lot of people have been looking back into his previous political associations, etc. There is the story of him being associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. And apparently he was associated, and this is according to a couple of other, he was associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, and it was through that perspective that he was apparently critical of the Crown Prince. And Patrick Poole, who is a terrorism correspondent for PJ Media, said that Khashoggi was friendly and associated with fighters in Afghanistan that opposed the Soviet Union in 1988. He was one of, notes Poole, a number of journalists who had interviewed bin Laden in the 80s and 90s. And he himself had apparently tweeted stuff previously or had written stuff about the Muslim Brotherhood prior. And the Federalists had noted that as well. Sean Davis over at the Federalist had tweeted, "It's almost like reality is quite different than the evidence-free narratives peddled by the media, with a long history of cooperating with or getting duped by Iran echo chamber architects." And for the media to say that this is a whisper campaign to try to whatever Trump, I don't think people give that much of a crap about his reputation in this, as opposed to, well, how is it that this, it's, again, you're a columnist for the Washington Post who's targeted by Saudi Arabia. How the hell does this happen? Well, there's more to the story, as there is with every story. And I do think that Sean Davis has a huge point. You're talking about the same people who zealously defended Barack Obama's insane, stupid non-deal with Iran. These people are apologists for Iran. So if you immediately don't go with whatever narrative, absent any evidence, is best for Iran, then anything opposite of that is a smear campaign, a whisper campaign, what have you. But there's hard evidence that he was actually friendly to their particular ideology and political Islamism, more so than some of the soft reformations that people have seen trying to get started in the Arab world. So there's something to that. I mean, there's something to this. This isn't a whisper campaign. This is what you do. So I guess anytime somebody tries to go and find evidence in a case, it's a whisper campaign. This is called trying to ascertain what in the heck happened, asking questions to receive answers, but it's not as cut and dry. And I'm sorry, but I really don't feel like taking the word of a bunch of reporters who were duped by a romance writer in the previous administration who sold them a line of crap about Iran because they liked to be an apologist for Iran. We're going to talk more about this coming up. Additionally, we will talk to Louis Gohmert later on in the program about the latest concerning the caravan that's coming up for Honduras, which is great for a real, you know, the midterm election. So we'll get we'll touch on all of that. We have some hate mail for you and more. In the meantime, when it comes to hiring, there are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through, which is not smart. And it's also not smart to use relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. When it comes to life, it's not smart to make the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan. But what's smart is going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills and education and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. And right now, you all can try ZipRecruiter for free by visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change, your mechanic finds something wrong, and surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of your own pocket to fix it. This is why I recommend extended vehicle protection from CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. When you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Get CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or 800-CAR-6100 and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas and Propane, but we're going to talk about his trip back to Vietnam for his fourth mission to find the remains of missing Americans. We're going to talk about how it works, how he got there, how it got started, and what happened on this last trip. This and a catch-up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening this week, all on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Ulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water. Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. It's Friday. It's rainy. Everything is soup. I just think if it's going to be rainy like this, be colder. You know, if you're going to be rainy and miserable, it's like worse than Seattle right now. I get why everybody, they're so anarchist and miserable. I'm sure, yeah, I know, you got pretty views. Somebody's going to get mad and triggered and fire off an email because they're so butthurt over everything. You won't like what I send back. But, yeah, it's almost 60 degrees here. That's screwed up. If it's going to be raining like that, drop it by half. Make it cold. Make it worth it. You know what I mean? Don't make it just miserable and humid and awful for everybody because we all feel like we're just, like, in steam. It's disgusting. Ugh. So that's like aiding my mood right now. You know what I mean? I don't like it. It has to be cold, for crying out loud. I want to wear my sweaters. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So that one extremist Islamist, that Ajim Chowdhury dude over in Britain, well, he was released from his high-security jail because he's a total nut job and a strict crazy imam. But he's barred from leaving London. He can't use the internet. He can't talk to children, organize meetings, or attend certain mosques. He's restricted to one phone call a day. It's monitored by counterterrorism officials. Why the hell even let him out? I mean, just keep him in jail. You got to go to all this effort? That's faith freedom. B, just make it easy on yourself. He's a nut job. He's a terror inspirer. Keep him in jail. He's a radical who likes to radicalize other people. Keep him in jail. Not hard. Let's all say it together. Keep him in jail. Speaking of terrorists, Nidal Hassan, who for some reason is still alive, the Fort Hood terrorist, he revealed that he has no regrets about killing 13 people in 2009. Yeah, he made the chilling remarks in a letter to a university researcher this year. Why is he still alive? See, these nut jobs, they thrive on the indulgence of our stupid political correctness. I think there should be a law that if you're a terrorist, you're immediately snuffed off of the face of the earth in the most humiliating and public way possible, and that the viewership rights are sold so that there can be restitution for the victims. And I don't know. It's just, you know, just do like what the states did to pirates back in the day to ward off piracy, right? They would hang them off the coast. I know, because I had an ancestor who was hung off the Carolinas. They hang them off the coast. Moving on. Mexico dispatched two Boeing 727s full of federal police officers to intercept that migrant caravan from Honduras heading to the United States. That's kind of a change from Mexico. It probably has something to do with the fact that Trump said that everything would be affected from trade to border closing. And apparently, memes call obesity not stuffing a bunch of food in your fat face. A letter informing UK Parliament that memes cause teens obesity. Yeah, researchers at Loughborough University sent a letter to an English parliamentary committee saying that memes lead to teenage obesity, not fat kids eating a bunch of food. This is why aliens don't visit us. Coming up, believe all women unless you're a Democrat. We got another instance. And presenting to you the male version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Stay with us. I always head to the range with preloaded mags, but it's amazing how fast you can go through all those rounds. There's nothing more aggravating than having to stop and reload everything when you get into a good rhythm. You know, when you find your focus and your concentration and you're just really on top of acquiring your target and you want to get right back into it instead of having to stop and reload mags. The administrative work is what I call it. Take a look at your old speed loaders and be honest about it. They look lame compared to the ETS loader. This is literally the fastest loader in the world. And if you doubt me for even a second, you got to go to loadmagsfast.com and see the video for yourself. For $30, it's the best money you can spend on the range. And I'm telling you from personal experience, once you have this ETS loader, you're never going to load the same way again. Load a whole mag in less than 3 seconds. Go to loadmagsfast.com. That's loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana for free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce.
And in 2000, I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Attention, parents of public school students nationwide. October has again been declared LGBT History Month. Class time may be taken to focus on the contributions to our culture from lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. The areas of art, literature, science, and entertainment by LGBT people are emphasized throughout October. But too often, the most offensive and extreme people are highlighted, such as Gilbert Baker, famous for his irreverent and sacrilegious drag queen outfits. Check the Pacific Justice Institute website for more information on the LGBT history resource.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Listen live around the world
at danaradio.com.
I know, Poppy, that there's been a lot of discussion about this. There'll be more discussion on CNN and all the other networks today. Let me get to the point that I think is most disturbing right now. The reporting that Jared Kushner may have, with U.S. intelligence, delivered a hit list, an enemies list, to the Crown Prince, to MBS in Saudi Arabia, and that the prince then may have acted on that, and one of the people that he took action against is Mr. Khashoggi.
Just to be clear, Congressman, I just want to be clear for our viewers, we do not have that reporting. I'm not sure where you're getting but that from.
From my backside. I mean, that's Joaquin Castro, the male version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. His twin brother, Julian Castro, He and his twin brother did a switcheroo several years ago at the San Antonio Riverwalk Parade. See, Joaquin was mayor and Julian was something else, and now one is a U.S. rep and the other's in HUD or does something.
Political
I stopped hearing.
It's a political parent trap.
Yeah, it is. They totally Lindsay Lohan that river barge, and they didn't tell anybody. And then afterwards, when they were like, "Well, why?" You know, the guy they said, "Well, we can't help it that we look alike." That was their whole. That's literally what they said. I'm fascinated by this whole thing. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. So they're kooky already. And I'm not surprised at that. Julian says that he wants to run for president in 2020, which is slightly terrifying, but you know, there it is. But yeah, Joaquin Castro says that his twin brother says, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, because Jared Kushner's a Jew and U.S. Jews totally can tell Middle Eastern Arabs to kill people, because that's how it works. Wow, does that sound slightly anti-Semitic to anybody else? It's a weensy bit anti-Semitic. Like maybe 1/1,000th, 24th anti-Semitic, you think? Golly. I can't believe he did that with a straight face. That's, wow. And the way Poppy Harlow was shocked. It was Poppy Harlow who was talking to him, and she's like, "Well, we don't have that reporting. We don't know what you're. We don't know where you got that. We don't have that reporting."
But did you hear how he said it though? Like everything was a may have and a maybe in there, which is so stupid.
Yeah, stupid. I mean, I'm glad that she just shot it down immediately. I don't know what he's. I have no idea. I mean, it's just crazy. This is crazy. You want to talk about, but yet, you know, it's conservatives that are doing whisper conspiracy theories. It's conservatives that are doing a whisper campaign. Meanwhile, Joaquin Castro's out there. Well, because Jared's a Jew, he got some people killed. That's really what he's saying. Yeah. A little one-man Mossad out there. Golly, Joaquin. I mean, that's pretty... That's like beyond the frogs are gay. You know what I mean? Like that's like really far out there. That's really far out there. Whew. But to her credit, Poppy Harlow says, yeah, we don't have that. She says she was unfamiliar.
We haven't decided to make that up yet, sir.
Yeah, we haven't decided to. No, his bro is not the dictator. That's a different Castro, Steve. There are more than one Castro. There's more than one Castro family.
Not from my reporting. I know. I have inside reporting.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
Do you have inside versus the same one as Joaquin Castro?
Maybe.
Well, then afterwards, when Daily Beast published a story, well, then Joaquin Castro issued a statement saying that he did not intend to accuse Jared Kushner of orchestrating the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. I mean, but I did. How do you not intend when you say, well, Jared Kushner gave him a hit list and said, kill these people? I didn't mean to imply that he gave him a hit list and said, kill these people. But you said it, but I didn't imply it. No, you literally said it. Yeah, those exact words. But I didn't imply it. It wasn't implied. Literally, it was more than that. You said it. That's harder than an implication. Oh, my gosh. He went, and him, can you imagine him and his brother? Their mom founded La Raza. She was a co-founder of La Raza. They're crazy. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if that, do we know if it was him or Julian? I don't even know. Maybe that's why they got, good night. No, the Julian was the one who gave the 2012 keynote. And that's what, and I had said even then, I said, they're going to try to groom him, watch it. I said it years ago. I've had my eye on them for years. So, I'm telling you. And his brother's a U.S. rep. Julian Castro is a former mayor, and it was at that San Antonio Riverwalk that they switched him out. This is my favorite, one of my favorite stories out of politics. And Joaquin's like, you know that we look alike. And people were going, Julian! They were screaming what they thought was Julian Castro, but he had gone to a fundraiser. He ducked out. He ghosted him. Well, is it ghosting if you put your identical twin in your place? Maybe not. And then he put Joaquin there to wave at everybody and act like he was his twin brother. And then Joaquin Castro said, well, they were yelling Julian at me, and I was going back, no, it's Joaquin. But that nobody believes that. Oh, man. Who would have thought with their epic foreign policy analysis? Oh, my word. But, yeah, that they are the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez equivalent. That's who they are. Man. So that's the thing. If you ask questions, then apparently you are conducting a whisper campaign. And then you have the story, you have what Mika Brzezinski was spinning it as. And here are a couple of other questions that I'm really curious about. And I think it's worth asking why. I think that these are, nobody wants to really ask any of these questions. So Powerline had a great write-up of this. And I think that, again, it's not a whisper campaign when you're trying to find out information. For instance, there's German media were saying that he was actually not just a journalist, that he was actually secretly this activist or this operative. And that he was, because of his association with the Muslim Brotherhood, this is what German media was reporting via PJ Media, that he was an Islamist, that he wanted to replace the Saudi monarchy with a modern Islamist totalitarian state. And that he was bitterly opposed to their approach to the state of Israel. And he backed Palestinian and transigence, which we know he backed Palestinian because he tweeted once, "Dear America, your 9/11 is our 24/7. So we know that. That's not even up for debate. I actually have the tweet saved. So that was from his own Twitter account. So the Center for Security Policy dug into it and was looking at, you know, there's a lot there. That's why there's so much caution being used in drawing conclusions about all of this, because the intel establishment, I just don't trust some of the information that's coming from it, and I definitely don't trust Iranian apologists. So, I mean, I don't know if they're exaggerating. I don't know if that's off. But here's the thing. If he was a Middle East operative, why in the world would you have? Why would the Washington Post hire him? The New York Times, this is what Powerline noted, the New York Times said about Khashoggi. Quote, "After a successful career as an advisor to an unofficial spokesman for the royal family of Saudi Arabia, he had been barred from writing in the kingdom, even on Twitter, by the new crown prince. So in the United States, he reinvented himself as a critic contributing columns to the Washington Post. Powerline asks, why would the Post enable a former spokesman for the Saudi royal family to reinvent himself by contributing columns? The New York Times described him as a, quote, political Islamist who, quote, forged a personal bond with President Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey. Why would the Post use as a columnist an Islamist pal of Erdogan? And the New York Times also added that, according to Khashoggi's own friends, he had joined the Muslim Brotherhood. They said that he had stopped attending Brotherhood meetings, but acknowledged that he, quote, remained conversant in its conservative Islamist and often anti-Western rhetoric, which he could deploy or hide depending on whom he was seeking to befriend, end quote. That was the New York Times that was saying this, by the way. That wasn't, and I have the link, I have the story right here. It ran just on the 14th. So that's not conservative media carrying out a whisper campaign. That's the New York Times, to their credit, legit asking some questions or putting some information out there. And a lot of individuals are wondering, well, then why would the Washington Post hire this guy? And I think that's a good question. Why would they hire him? And just that right there by itself makes it a lot more complicated than just the crown prince read a couple of columns by some dude he didn't like and decided to kill him. I mean, let's look at this from another angle. If the crown prince was aware, and I seriously, I'm sorry, but I just highly doubt that if people within his inner circle were involved, I just highly doubt that those individuals acted rogue. I just really don't believe that they did. And if so, why would he go to this drastic, take this drastic undertaking and go this length to kill a guy in broad daylight when you know there's cameras everywhere? He goes into the dang consulate. He goes to the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey in Istanbul. And then you have one of your other dudes who's always with, you know, the Crown Prince, he goes in there shortly after? That's pretty brazen. Now, you could say it's because he just really doesn't care. I don't think it's because he really doesn't care, because he has gone on this charm offensive for the past several months. I think that there's, at some point, he thinks that, I think that, I do think that to a particular extent, there is, to a particular extent, I think he doesn't care about repercussions. He just kind of shrugs it off. But I think that after this charm offensive, there's more than just he's, you know, punch drunk on power. There's more to it than this, because you don't go to this, you don't go to this effect, this length, go all over the United States and, you know, show how you're really unveiling reforms. Women are driving. You're rolling back some of your other regulations on, you know, say Christianity and other things, and you're really taking a stand against Iran. You say you support the state of Israel. I mean, that's huge in the Arab world, in that region. That's huge. So why would you go to that length and have all of that carefully orchestrated to screw up like this? Was there a sense of urgency? Was there something else happening? I mean, that's... what in the world led to that? And I think that's the big question. But this idea from the media that this is a conservative whisper campaign is really stupid. Because this was the New York Times that was saying that he actually was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. New York Times isn't a conservative publication. They hate me, for crying out loud. They ran a profile of me. I actually liked their reporter. I thought she was much more professional than some of the other local nut jobs who've tried to do pieces on me and end up writing fanfic and talking to people that you haven't seen since third grade. But okay. But they're not, even though they're biased and they make mistakes, I don't think they're going to run something like that unless it was sourced. That's it. And they're not a conservative publication. So how are that's a narrative saying that it's a whisper campaign. And I'm not saying that, oh, well, he was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, so that means he has to die. What I'm saying is that there's something else happening here, that people are too, their tribalism is getting in the way of asking the bigger questions. Why would the Crown Prince gamble all of everything that he has built and his reputation as a reformer and do all of that on this guy if he was just a lowly columnist? Why? If you believe, as the New York Times had written, that he was an Islamist, he was associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, and he was apparently working to have an Islamist authoritarian state to replace the Saudi monarchy. I mean, is that what it was? I think it's legitimate to ask these types of questions. And that's why it comes into play. We're going to talk to Dr. Zudi Jasser about this next hour, because this is his wheelhouse. And I'm, like I said, I just think that there's something more there. So, and then what happens if it turns out, yeah, that it was, you know, the Saudis did it, and not only did they do it, but the Crown Prince apparently knew of it. Then what happens? We'll have some thoughts on that as well. So we have all of that still to touch on, and we will. In the meantime, Kel-Tec is a great Florida company, and they make some really awesome firearms. I have a lot of them. If you've listened to the show, you've heard me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're just absolutely one of my personal favorites and some of my favorite people as well. So, I mean, all of you who are passionate about firearms and you're passionate about shooting and the safety of your family, being able to secure your world no matter what, you should invest in, you know, an awesome firearm, and that's Kel-Tec. Even if you already own a Kel-Tec, there are so many good reasons to own more than one. And the foundation of what Kel-Tec believes goes into every gun. They believe that performance is design, and it helps an accurate shooter be consistently accurate. Performance is quality of engineering and design, as well as manufacturing. Reliability is also part of the performance package. Will it work like it's supposed to, when it needs to, repeatedly and consistently? Performance is safety, and it's also affordability, because what good is accuracy and quality and reliability and safety if you can't afford them. Check out everything that Kel-Tec has to offer by visiting KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. The Purple Heart Foundation has been one of the longest-running supporting sponsors of this program. The dedicated men and women of the Purple Heart Foundation work tirelessly to provide for veterans and their families nationwide, and I'm proud to partner with them. Because of your generous support, the Purple Heart Foundation has been able to provide one-on-one support to our honored soldiers after they return home. And the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just serve those combat wounded. They serve all veterans and their families. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, running or not, donate it today to the Purple Heart Foundation. And rest assured knowing your donation is providing invaluable services for veterans in need. They'll pick up your vehicle free of charge. They also take cash donations, which do have the most immediate impact. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or you can call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-431-5790. That's 800-431-5790. 800-431-5790. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas and Propane, but we're going to talk about his trip back to Vietnam for his fourth mission to find the remains of missing Americans. We're going to talk about how it works, how he got there, how it got started, and what happened on this last trip. This and a catch-up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening this week, all on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. For Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia customer cash 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia customer cash 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel, who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Plaster Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
The Dana Show.
I asked my husband if he bought one of those $1 billion jackpot tickets, and he tweets, because he's so damn passive aggressive. He tweets, "For some, often the most downtrodden, the lottery is a tax on hope. Hashtag tax on hope." He hates it. He hates it.
He's not wrong, but he's a fun killer when it comes to playing the lottery.
But I like what you said yesterday when you said, well, you know, it's $5. Do right. I want to lose out on $5 or lose out on $1 billion? I already have it mentally spent in my head.
I know. I think we all do.
I'd have a fighter jet.
Really?
I think so.
For $970 million, you could probably have two fighter jets.
But I don't know. If I take lump sum, the government, because taxation is
it's a $548 million payout for the lump sum. So
I would pay everybody's fair share. I would get a giant middle finger salute in gold and diamonds, and I'd wear it on my neck.
And then you got to take the 30-whatever percent tax off of that lump sum.
Golly.
And you end up with, I don't know, $380,000.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to afford a jet, because I would actually pay more in tax than I get to keep. That's ridiculous. Taxation is theft. You know what? You know how to buy and sell me in an election? We're going to abolish the IRS. Holy cow, did we just become best friends? You have my vote for life. All you got to do is be like, totally, Dana, national reciprocity, and also abolish the IRS. We just became best friends, and I will vote for you always. That's how that works. Now, meanwhile, Kane's keto. I don't know if you guys know that. He reminds us 5,000 times a day that he's keto. I have a pumpkin filled with Halloween candy that is sitting, like, not 4 feet from him.
Intentionally tempting me.
Staff comes in here. And he dug through it yesterday, and he was all giddy because he found himself a little Almond Joy, which, by the way, fun size is a lie.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And he takes the Almond Joy, and I was telling him, oh, yeah, that's keto. You go ahead and eat it. He still hasn't eaten it. House like little Charlie Bucket? Bucket on keto?
It's the best choice in that pumpkin. I got news for you, it's still
no,
not
it is not the best choice in that pumpkin. Oh. The best choice in that pumpkin is Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, thank you.
Peanut Butter Cups, I'd have to agree.
Because the protein... You know, those are keto, right? Hey, Kane, did you know Kane's keto? Has he told you yet? Second hour next.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Saudi Arabia apologizing for the death of writer Jamal Khashoggi.
We now go live to North State High School Football with Connor Sutton.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460. Tonight is the River Bowl, the highly anticipated game that everybody looks forward to in the Reading area in Shasta County. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke with you, and it should be a fun night tonight, Joseph. We had Senior Day, a lot of incredible things happening here pregame, and both stands are packed, so it should be a fun night.
And fans are on their feet right now in anticipation for this kickoff.
Shasta is going to kick it away, or check that, Shasta is going to receive from Enterprise. They won the toss. Both teams coming into this game in need of a win. Enterprise 0-3 in league, 1-6 overall, as it's going to be an onside kick, and it's going to be taken in by Shasta right at the 50.
Onside kick attempt.
So, Shasta will recover and will take over at the 50. The Wolves come into tonight's game, coached by J.C. Hunsecker, at 2-5 overall, 1-3 in league, a year away from when they went to the state finals. They'll take over at the 50 with Brian Kilgore in the shotgun. He fakes the handoff, now does give it to the outside. That's James Weaver on the outside handoff. He cuts back upfield, now has room to run. Has a first down, and he's taken down at the 38-yard line. And a quick first down run for a first down for the Shasta Wolves.
And that's how you want to start running the football.
Number six,
broke numerous tackles on that play and able to stay on his feet and get the first down for the Wolves.
So the Wolves now have it at the 38 in Enterprise territory. The Wolves have won three consecutive River Bowls. Enterprise trying to end that streak tonight. Shasta trying to increase it to four. And the defense jumped. It'll be a encroachment, I believe, or offside. Let's see what they're going to call. Yeah, it'll be encroachment. So a five-yard penalty. The white hat is mic'd up tonight, which always helps us with some of the stranger penalties. That one pretty easy to see from here. So now it'll be first and five from the 33. We talked again a moment ago about Shasta and how they went to the state finals last year, but obviously a year away from that, and it's been a completely different team. A lot of seniors last year. Here's Brian Kilgore. He hands it off up the middle, and it's going to be a three-yard gain, and a lot of pushing and shoving after the play so far here early, Joseph, and it looks like both teams are going to be a little chippy throughout this contest. It'll be second and two.
And that's to be expected with a rivalry game. We all remember those high school days when you hate your crosstown rival.
Sure.
We expect nothing less than a little bit of extracurricular pushing and shoving after plays tonight.
First time we've seen Shasta tonight. Enterprise, we've seen three or four times this year. Second and two. Kilgore takes a snap, play action fake, rolls out to his right, throws to his right. It's complete, a first down to the 21, and now it's caught by Brian Glenn. He's taken out of bounds right at the 20-yard line in the first down. And now, I believe that was Brian Glenn. Nope, check that. It was Alex Beltran, number five, not number six, on the far side of the field.
Number 12,
first down and 10 at the 22. So just outside of the red zone. And the Wolves so far early on in this contest have moved the ball pretty well. A fumbled snap. Kilgore gets it on top of it. Now a handoff. And now the ball came back out. And I think Enterprise jumped on it. And they did. A bad snap. Kilgore didn't handle it all that well. He tried to still hand it off. And the exchange was not good. And Enterprise jumps all over it. And they will take over.
Looked like the intended back was Alec Meek and a little bit of miscommunication. He took the ball off the knees, and the Enterprise was quick to recover that fumble.
So the Hornets in their white uniforms trying to pick up their first win in league play this year. Leslie Cummings, the quarterback, typically, but is out tonight. Don Stradley is under center. Takes a snap looking right, throws a quick pass out to the right. It's complete, and a first down to Matthew Amasaki. He's got a first down across the 40 and a nice little quick two-step drop from Don Stradley, and a nice way to get Stradley's night off to a good start.
I was just about to say, it seems like Enterprise's offense is going to severely miss Leslie Cummings, but Stradley quickly completes a pass. That has to feel good for the backup QB.
Cummings came in or was out late last week, and Don Stradley replaced him right at the end of last week's game against Foothill. Under center here, makes a good first pass. Now hands it off to Jaden Campbell, who gets to the 45. But a flag is down at the line of scrimmage. I think it's going to be a holding penalty.
And we'll look to see much more from Jaden Campbell tonight, like we saw last week.
An illegal procedure. Not enough people on the line, so a five-yard penalty. It'll repeat first down. It'll be first and 15. And those are the penalties that you kind of would expect a little bit early on when you have a new quarterback. Maybe the communication not quite as good as what you would be with your number one guy, but so far Stradley, after making a good first throw, he tosses left to Campbell. Campbell sheds an ankle tackle now. Drew down the outside, gets it to the 40, now breaks it up, field to the 45, and he's going to be taken out of bounds for a first down right at the 50, and he might have been hit late, and everybody heading over there as both teams expecting a little extra pushing and shoving, but both teams get up without anything, and looks like no flag on the play. So a nice pitching run there from Jaden Campbell, gets the first down.
And we typically see Enterprise send Campbell up the middle. Like we said, he's big, tall, a lot, really strong. He can break a lot of tackles and get some yards up the middle. But
check that. It was not a first down. The chains had not moved before that play. Kind of strange there. So second and two after the long run. Stradley, handoff left to Campbell. Campbell's got a first down, and he gets to the 50. Across the 50 to the 49. And we talked about it a lot of this year because we've done a lot of Enterprises games. Jaden Campbell is an absolute workhorse. He's the guy who gets the ball in between the tackles, but even sometimes around the outside. And here again, early tonight, making his presence known.
At 6'2 and 215, we expect the senior to get many more first downs for his Hornets team tonight.
First and down at the 49. Another handoff to Campbell, this time to the right. He gets forward for 4 or 5, and now they're continuing to push him forward. The whistle blows as now Campbell's helmet flies. It was ripped off by number 52, Keaton Spengler. A gain of about 2 or 3. So second and 8. Another gorgeous night here in Reading with temperatures low 70s. Very little wind, just perfect weather.
Campbell will head to the sidelines, try to figure out that helmet situation.
Stradley back under center in the I formation. Takes the snap, turns, and he will hand it off to Anthony Norman. Norman is blown up at the line and taken down immediately.
Number 5, Norman.
Braden Kuhn was the cornerback who came in and made the stop on the blitz.
Petrie on the tackle.
Petrie was right there with him as well. The middle linebacker. So third and about 7. Ball at the 45. They need to reach the 39, or really the 38.5 yard line. A receiver in each direction. Amasaki's out to the right. He's their go-to guy. Drops back the pass. They will throw to him, but it is high. A three-step drop, and immediately Stradley was looking right, intended for Amasaki, but he overthrew him on the slant route, and it's fourth down. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Come check out their self-serve 18 craft beer wall. Yeah, 18 craft beer wall located at the Reading location. The only place you get to pick to get up and get your own beer ice cold. This snap is clean, and the punt is going to land at the 20 and be taken in inside the 5 by Braden Kuhn. He's heading back in the other direction. Now spins his way to the 20, and the flags fly late. The Shasta fans were calling for it, and they got it. I believe it's going to be a horse collar or a face mask. I didn't see exactly what it was.
40 yards on the punt.
Let's see. A lot of media members here this evening.
13 yards on the return.
Multiple TV stations, a couple record searchlight, also some online. It is a face mask. So it'll be a 15-yard penalty on the Hornets. Nothing-nothing our score, 7:38 to go first quarter. And the most highly anticipated games of the year, despite the fact that these two teams combine in league for just one win. Kilgore is in the shotgun set with a back to his right hip. Takes the snap now, hands to the outside. That is to Braden Kuhn. He tries to cut up field and gets forward for about 4 yards to the 36.
Number 44, Johnson on the tackle. Gain of 5.
Dylan Johnson on the tackle.
And this will bring up second and seven. Sends a man in motion, and he'll look to his right and complete the pass. And Shasta will go first down as he is rushed outside.
It was a quick little, and now we have a late flag. Way after the play. I mean, it just came out.
12 yards on the pass reception.
James Weaver was the check down receiver. He quickly found him on the little out route. Made the catch. A blindside block. And it's going to be against Shasta, so we're going to go backwards. Didn't quite see where that penalty was, but it came late. So it's a spot foul. It'll be second and 11 now.
The ball on the 31.
Three receivers left. And here is an outside handoff yet again. I believe that's to James Weaver. Again, he gets forward for about 3 or 4 yards. And now more pushing and shoving, and another flag flies.
The Shasta receiver on the left side had something to say to the Enterprise corner after the play.
Aiden Gomes, and I believe that's going to be where the flag is. Yep, it's on Shasta. They're going backwards.
There was pushing on both sides.
Yep.
But it seems like the ref thinks the Shasta wide receiver initiated
Enterprise's
that little conflict.
Fan section likes the call.
And back-to-back penalties pushes this Shasta offense back deep into their own territory.
So it's going to be third and a long way to go. About 21 yards, roughly. And Enterprise student section has come to life here. Big third down for the loss of down. Shotgun set, and now another penalty flag.
Flag prior to the snap.
Dead ball, snap infraction on Shasta, 5 yard penalty.
A snap infraction.
And the Wolves will be pushed back further into their own territory with three consecutive penalties.
So, the ball is at the 17. They need to reach the 42. 25 yards, right? Third and 25.
All I know is it was second and five, and now it's third and long.
Yeah. Two receivers left. They send a man in motion. I think they're going to keep it on the ground here. It's again to Weaver, and he maybe gets to the 20, but a little short of that. Not a whole lot of room to go. And it is fourth down, so Shasta goes backwards, and they're going to punt it back to Enterprise.
Still scoreless here in this first quarter. Approaching 5.5 minutes left.
Amasaki's back to receive this kick. Leslie Cummings was their typical return man. Both teams with some late substitutions before everybody coming set here. Here's the punt. Amasaki's going to call for the fair catch and take it in at the 45. And the sideline goes ballistic. I'm not quite sure why, but regardless, Enterprise will take over. We'll take a break. You're listening to the River Bowl on North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local,
regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Second and five for Enterprise. They give it to Justin Kelly now, who pushes forward across midfield to the 46. And third and short coming up. Enterprise on this second drive kind of switching up their game plan with a different formation, going to more of a power set that almost looks like what you see at the end of the game, which is a victory formation with a three running back set. Third and short. Sends Norman in motion. It's the now the I'm not sure what happened there, but the ball came out, and then Norman had to jump on it. It looked like they tried to hand it to one of the linemen almost.
Number five, Norman, which, ball carrier, loss of two on the play.
It just looked like it slipped out of Don Stradley's hands, and now it's going to be fourth down and four.
On Fournier in on the tackle.
Right near midfield, and I think Enterprise looks like they're going to go for it.
Stradley runs to the sideline to get the play call. Now Stradley punted for Enterprise on their last drive, but it looks like they will go for it here, back in the power formation.
So Norman on the right side, the direct back behind the quarterback is Justin Kelly, and now we got a penalty flag.
Dead ball, encroachment on Shasta.
So the encroachment is on the defense. It's a 5-yard penalty, and that will get Enterprise a first down. So the formation that the Hornets is running is they have Anthony Norman usually on the right side. Because now they're going back to the same formation. On the right side kind of as the back, and then Kelly directly behind, and Campbell to the left. Now here's an outside handoff on a toss play to Norman. Norman stays on his feet, and he is going to be knocked out of bounds, and numerous extra hits after the play, but no penalty flags. Both teams very physical, Joseph, to start this game, especially near the sidelines, making sure that both teams are getting out of bounds.
Both teams are trying to make their presence felt, and the refs are really letting them play, extending these plays.
So second and I think eight. So they're trying to figure out where the ball spot is. Yeah, so second and eight. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. They've just extended their back-to-school special until October 30th for just $29.95. You can get a large two-topping, traditional toppings only pizza or family-sized spaghetti with twists of classic meat, sauce, marinara, or pesto, and a large Mary's or Caesar.
Down at the line of scrimmage.
And, of course, new this year, the breadsticks. So check that out at Mary's Pizza Shack.
Enterprise goes back to a regular formation, sending one receiver out each direction, and a quick handoff to Campbell. Results in about 2 yards on the play, and it'll bring up third and eight for the Hornets.
Will we see another punt here early on in this first quarter, I should say in this first half? Either team able to get on the scoreboard. Nothing. I formation. Dropping back to pass. Stradley looking for room, and he avoids the sack. Now rolling out to his left. Not a whole lot of room. He's going to try to run it. Throws, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Shasta right at the 40-yard line. And the Wolves will take over.
Stradley really felt the pressure there, rolling out to his left side. The right-handed quarterback was uncomfortable making the throw, but a last-ditch effort as he approached the line of scrimmage to get a couple yards in the play, and he tossed it a little short, straight to a Wolf.
One of the most difficult things for a right-handed quarterback to do, throwing across their body, running to their left, made famous by Brett Favre in the NFL for doing it numerous times, but that time, ill-advised. First and 10 from the 40 for the Shasta Wolves. Takes the snap, and now he's going to try to keep it. The ball came out. Justin Kelly's going to recover, and he's going to take it all the way. Kelly is taken down at the 10 on a huge diving tackle, and a lot happening there. That's the second time Shasta has kind of fumbled the snap, and then as the quarterback, Brian Kilgore, tries to hand it off to his running back, but not really having the ball completely himself, it was fumbled as he was hit going to the ground, and Justin Kelly recovered. So now a huge break for Enterprise after turning it over themselves. And they will have it just 10 yards away from the end zone. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Still nothing.
It's a big break for Enterprise here late in this first quarter. Unable to really get an offensive flow, but the result of a fumble puts them in the red zone.
Here's a handoff to the left side of the line. That's to Jaden Campbell, trying to bury his way forward. Gets, I believe, to the 8-yard line.
52 Springer, and number 3, Petrie, on the tackle.
Keaton Spengler, the DN, was there to make the stop. Second and goal from the 8. Two receivers right, one to the left. Here's another handoff to Campbell. Campbell gets through the line. Now tries to spin, looking for more, and is taken down for maybe a gain of 3.
Gain of a yard and a half on the play, down to the 5. It'll be
Shasta trying to blow up that run up the middle.
Beltran and Pena on
so
the
third and goal from just inside the 5-yard line.
And if you're Enterprise, you'll take a field goal to get the first points on the board in the game, but you really want to walk away from this with a touchdown.
For sure.
Great field position, unable to get their offense rolling. They would love to get 6 points on the board here.
Stradley is under center with a tight end right, 2 backs behind him, a receiver in each direction. Ball to the left hash. It's a play action fake. Has to step up in the pocket, nowhere to go. He's taken down for a sack. The blitz came, and Enterprise didn't pick it up. And the Wolves record their first sack of the night. And now it's going to force the Hornets to try and kick a field goal to take the lead. A loss of about 5.5 yards on the play. And fourth and goal, and see if Enterprise can convert here.
And with the clock ticking, we are under 30 seconds left in this first quarter.
Hamasaki's going to be the holder. Javier Fernandez will try to give them the lead. The snap, the hold, it is up, and it is good. So Enterprise, after recovering the fumble, returning it to the 10, they can't convert on a touchdown, but they do get 3 points with 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We'll take a break. You're on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise tries another onside kick here as the first quarter nearly coming to a close, but Shasta does recover at their own 47-yard line.
Onside kick attempt.
So Enterprise pretty confident in their defense to start this game because they've tried two onside kicks. So first and 10 for the Wolves. As they will try to get their offense going, we'll have one play, I would imagine, here, unless it's a quick incomplete pass till the end of the first quarter.
First and 10, Shasta, ball at the 47.
At the 47. Here's Kilgore in the shotgun. Might be changing the play here. Now takes the snap, hands to the left side on the outside run. This is Braden Kuhn. He now gets to the 47 on the opposite side of the field and is taken out of bounds with 0.1 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It'll be second down about 4.
7 on the play. Correction, gain of 8. Second and 2.
And they'll actually give it all the way to the 45. So an 8-yard gain on first down. And it's second and 2 coming up. I guess that's great work by the clock operator to stop it with 0.1 remaining. But maybe poor operating just to let it go to the end of the first quarter. Quick out throw to the right. It is incomplete. A late push in the back, but I think the throw was too high, and that's going to end the first quarter. Third and short coming up for Shasta. They trail by 3 here at the end of the first quarter of the River Bowl. You're listening to it here on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Shasta goes to the power formation on third and short. Looks like they'll get about 2 yards on the play.
I think they motioned for a first down here, and I think they're going to re-spot it.
The official on our side had a first down, and all the other refs kind of looked at him.
They're going to give him a first down. So Shasta converts on third down, and they will have a first down in enemy territory. Wolves trailing 3-0 here in the second quarter. Both teams' offenses have been quiet. It's been the steady defense for both teams here early on that has been the story. Brian Kilgore in the shotgun set, sends a man in motion, play action fake, now looking left, here comes the blitz, he's going to throw down the field, he's got a man wide open, it is caught, touchdown! What a good throw there from Brian Kilgore to Braden Kuhn. A 40-yard bomb, kind of from his heels as well, under pressure, and what a great pass that was. But more than anything, just not very good coverage. A great execution, and as I say, the Shasta offense has been struggling. They put together a 40-yard touchdown. Well done, and now they lead 6-3. Wolves are going to put together now an extra point here for the PAT. Hicks will be the holder. The kick is up, and it is just through the right upright. So quickly in this second quarter, the Wolves take a 7-3 lead. With 11:30 to go in the second quarter, Enterprise will be returning when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Shasta is going to kick this one away.
Number 81, Lindsay. 7-3 here. Shasta exploding onto the board with a 48-yard touchdown pass from junior backup quarterback Don Stradley.
Nope, other side of the field. That Stradley is the quarterback for Enterprise. Taken in by Justin Kelly for Enterprise. We'll head in the other direction. Kelly now spins his way to the 25. He's taken down there. And that's where the Hornets will take over, where Don Stradley will be under center.
Brian Kilgore with the 48-yard pass to put Shasta up 7-3.
So Enterprise, on their last drive, took over at the 10 after a fumble recovery by Justin Kelly, who just returned that kick. And now they were unable to score a touchdown, and we'll see if they can drive down the field here. Early second quarter, trailing by 4. 7-3 our score.
5 yard line.
Again in that power formation. Toss play to the right to Campbell. Now he gets, cuts back between the tackle and the guard, pushes forward across the 30 to the 31 for about 5 or 6 yards. Second and short coming up. And it seems like, Joseph, early on in this contest, they're going to ride or die with Jaden Campbell.
Leslie Cummings out for Enterprise, and Campbell has been impressive all season long.
Yes. Such a big body. He's relatively shifty as well, so has chances to break tackles. Here's now an outside run to Anthony Norman. Norman looks forward and is taken down. A really good open field tackle on the outside by Shasta for maybe a gain of 1.
48 on the tackle for the Bulls. Gain of a yard on the play, 3rd and 3.
Number 41, Jerry Fournier, the cornerback, was on the tackle and just lowered his pads a little bit and took him down. Very nicely done. 3rd and 3, got to get to the 41. Excuse me, the 36. 3rd and short. Again in the power set. Shasta expecting pass, and now the defense jumps. And that'll be a first down. The second time this has happened. It'll be encroachment. So Stradley really working the hard count here, and it's the second time on 3rd and short that they've gotten the defense to jump, to bite at the hard count, and it'll be a first down. Chance of you can't do that coming from the Enterprise side, so it'll be 1st and 10 from the 38. Enterprise in their white uniforms this evening. Stradley sends Campbell behind him. Now a quick handoff up the middle. This is, I believe, to Justin Kelly, who gets to the 40 for a 2 yard gain. 2nd and 8 coming up.
2nd and 8.
Doesn't quite seem like that Enterprise is really making any effort to throw other than their first couple plays.
They began the game with a completion.
Well, they do have an interception thrown by Stradley. He's now in the shotgun here on 2nd and 8. 3 receivers right. This is type more of a formation we've seen with Leslie Cummings, and I think Enterprise is going to take a timeout. I don't think the coaching staff was comfortable with this play call here. So the Hornets are going to take their first timeout. 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Shasta leads 7-3 here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Completed to number 24.
Stradley completes a screen pass to his right for about a yard, if that, on the play.
And Justin Kelly was the one that made the catch, but Shasta was all over it for, like you said, a gain of 1, 3, 7, or 6 coming up. And it just doesn't seem like Enterprise is all that comfortable going to the air here. A bad interception earlier. They have completed one pass for positive yardage before that last one. 3rd and 6. Here comes the blitz. Stradley takes the snap, now dropping back, looks to throw down the field. It's just overreach of Amasaki.
Good job by Stradley to stay in the pocket and stay on his feet and get that throw in the air a little out through his receiver.
Amasaki was running the post pattern and kind of threw it behind him. Amasaki had to turn his shoulders and kind of pivot and look the other way as the pass was behind him. Could not make the catch. So fourth and six, and they're going to punt here. As Braden Kuhn is back at the 20 to receive the punt. This one is going to land at the 35 and now roll to the 32, and that's where Enterprise will down it. So we'll take a short break, 8 minutes to go, second quarter. Here at the River Bowl, you listen to it on KCNR 1460.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Shasta immediately gets a huge run from Bryson Kemp, and now they're inside the 20 on first and 10 again. Here's another outside handoff, room to run, and now he is in for a touchdown. Wonderful job dodging numerous tacklers for Enterprise, and he is able to get in for 6 points. James Weaver is the one who puts it in, and it's 13-3. So two-play drive for Shasta, and they quickly on the ground able to extend their lead to 10. They will come out to kick the extra point.
Number 81, Lindsay, in to attempt the extra point.
Nicholas Lindsay, the junior at 5'11", to kick the extra point, and now we're going to have a flag. So false start will be against Shasta. And the kick will just be a little bit further now. So here is the extra point attempt, the snap, the hold. This kick is a little wobbly, but it is through. And it's 14-3. Shasta's offense exploding here in the second quarter. They now lead by 11. We'll take a break. Enterprise will be returning when we come back on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise is going to take this one in on the kick from about the 14-yard line. It's Anthony Norman. He's going to run down the right sideline, and with great speed, he's going to be taken out across the 35 on the far side of the field, and a nice return for Enterprise. They will take over, trailing by 11. Shasta Joseph in the second quarter, their offense has come to life with a couple of quick touchdowns, moving the ball on big plays. What does Enterprise need to do to get something going here offensively?
It's tough that when a defense, you can't really stop explosive plays like that. Like,
sure.
You don't expect a 40-yard run up the middle, but you got to limit the opportunity Shasta has right now. And the time to do it's now. Down 11, you can't let Shasta get a big lead. With your inability to move the ball on offense, you need to put something on the board here.
It's like they're switching up their formation away from the power. They're going to give it to an outside handout. This is to Justin Kelly. Kelly will almost get a first down. He might have the first down. And let's see here. They are going to give it to him right near midfield. So that'll move the chains and a nice first down run from Justin Kelly. An explosive 11-yard run there. Just shy of midfield. Lawrence in desperate need of a good drive here. Three receivers, two left, one right. Campbell the deep back, Kelly the fullback here on this I formation. Take a snap, hand off left to Campbell. Campbell lowers his shoulder and gets forward maybe to the 46. A little extra pushing and shoving late again. Second and about 3.5 yards. But if you're Enterprise, pretty much got to keep giving it to Jaden Campbell, right? I mean, he's been the guy so far.
Kelly's given you some good runs here on the ground.
Second and short. Same formation. This time it is the handoff quick to Kelly. He pushes forward, I think, for progress. Might have gotten a first down. Let's see.
Short gain on the play.
And it is going to be a first down. That was awfully close. They are going to give him a first down. So first and 10 from the 40. Clock continuing to run. We're under 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. 14-3, Shasta with the lead on a couple of explosive plays. A 40-plus yard touchdown pass from Brian Kilgore and then a long run from the Shasta running back that ended up being a 10-yard score on the next play. First and 10. Toss play right. Campbell. He's got it. He's going to be taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Was hit initially in the backfield, but his strength able to get across the line of scrimmage. Does get forward for maybe a half a yard.
Half yard gain on the play. Second and 9.
Second and 9. Campbell's going to go to the sideline here. Get a little bit of a breather for Chris Combs and the Hornets. Hamasaki comes back to the huddle here. I think it'd be refreshing to see Enterprise maybe try a play action fake and let Stradley get some time to throw. He's been under pressure every time he's dropped back. And I believe we are going to have a delay of game.
Dead ball. Delay of game.
Yep.
On Enterprise. 5-yard penalty.
And that's not what the Hornets needed there. A 5-yard penalty, but when an offense is struggling to move the ball like the Hornets are here early on in this game, a 5-yard penalty already on second down and long can be detrimental to a drive.
And this is exactly what we saw in the first quarter from this Hornets team. They strung together a couple first downs and then three back-to-back penalties, pushing 30 yards backfield.
Second and 5. Here comes Shasta showing blitz. Here comes the blitz. Toss play left. It's Norman. Norman looking for a hole. Nowhere to go. He's taken down.
Number 5, Norman. Ball is there.
Very well played as Braden Kuhn, I think, was there. Beltran was right there as well to bring him down for no gain. And third and 15, and now Enterprise is going to have to get creative here on third down. If Shasta can get a stop here, get the ball back and score, they would be in great shape heading into the half and would have a huge advantage into possibly winning the River Bowl for the fourth consecutive year. Two receivers right, one left. I formation for Stradley. Wolves again showing bleeds. This time they drop back. The throw to the right side is almost picked off. Right through the hands of Cade Petrie. And Stradley, that throw was, right at the defense. Petrie frustrated with himself, unable to pick that one off. But regardless, Enterprise is going to have to punt this one away. So while it could have been a big play, it won't be too detrimental. The Wolves will have an opportunity to return this punt. I think. Are they going for it here? And now we're going to have a timeout, Shasta. So the Shasta had some substitutions, I think, expecting the fact that they were going to have a punt, and instead it looked like Enterprise is going to come out and run a play on 4th and 15, and the Wolves decide to take a timeout. It's their first of the half. They lead by 11, 14-3, with 4:36 to go in the first half here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise does, in fact, punt, and it will be downed at the 22-yard line, parallel to us, and the Wolves will take over. They've scored their last two drives, Joseph, and they lead 14-3 here. If they score on a touchdown again here, it'd be huge for them to have the momentum going into half.
The Shasta offense has looked much better in the second quarter, and I don't know if these fans can handle more explosive plays the way they've been on their feet cheering on these Wolves tonight.
They send a man in motion. Kilgore hands off up the middle. And now another big play coming here. Down the sideline. Across the 50. Alec Meek has a big run on first down across midfield to the 40. A huge gain of 38-plus yards. And the Wolves offense is rolling in this second quarter.
Very, very similar to what they did on their last drive. Sent the back up the middle, and he just made a couple great moves. Beat one, two Hornets defenders, and he had a whole lot of field ahead of him.
Good blocking up front. That's what that play started with. And I think the Wolves now starting to have that advantage in the trenches. Shotgun set. Fakes the handoff at the middle. Now an outside handoff. And again, room to run with great blocking in front of them down the sideline. This is James Weaver to the outside. It's a race to the pylon. And he is in. Touchdown. Another two-play drive for a touchdown for the Shasta Wolves. And the offense continues to dominate in this second quarter. It is now 20-3. Wow. A couple of runs, and that is all they needed to extend their lead now to 17. Another great run by James Weaver, his second touchdown of the game.
Two plays, 80 yards, and Shasta finds themselves up 20-3.
Here for the PAT now. The kick is up, and it is through cleanly. 21 unanswered points in the second quarter for the Shasta Wolves, and they lead 21-3 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The onside kick attempt nearly recovered by Shasta here.
And it goes out of bounds. So Enterprise will take over. Man, that would have been even more momentum in Shasta's favor as the Hornets will try to stop the bleeding here in the second quarter.
The ball took a favorable bounce right over the Enterprise front line, attempting to recover the ball, and it nearly bounced off the hand of a Shasta
ball is spotted where
special team member.
At the Enterprise 41-yard line, first and 10 for the Hornets.
Enterprise will take over at their 41.
So if the Hornets can find some way to score here, maybe make this game a little bit closer. They've been not looked good here through the air. Is a quick handoff up the middle. This is
Kelly
to Justin Kelly. He's got a couple blocks in front of him, and now we have a late penalty. And I think it's going to be against the defense. About a 3-yard gain to the 43. Let's see what the penalty is here.
Grasp in the face, Cass. On Shasta, 5-yard penalty.
Face mask is the penalty on Shasta. That'll help Enterprise a little bit. It'll bring up a first and 4.
After the penalty, first and 3.
So that'll help the Hornets just a bit here. Shasta showing blitz. Here comes the blitz. Hand off Campbell, and he is buried by 2 Wolves. Wow. Cade Petrie was one of the guys to get there, and he stopped Campbell right in his tracks. We're approaching 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 21-3 Shasta with the lead here in the River Bowl, trying to extend their River Bowl winning streak to 4 consecutive years.
Enterprise has been unable to establish any threat through the air.
Sure.
And they're just trying to pound the ball through Campbell and Kelly. And
yeah, now the Wolves are pretty much ready for it. Well, they're showing more of a passing formation here. 2 receivers right, 1 left, under center with an I formation. Takes the snap again. It's handoff to Kelly. Kelly pushes forward, has a first down. A big hit at the end of the play across the midfield and to the 45 is where the tackle was made. And a first down for the Hornets. Each team with 2 timeouts remaining in this second quarter. So the clock, not a huge factor yet.
But it can become a problem very soon.
Probably more for the Wolves if they do get the ball back, but they've been so explosive, scoring so quickly, back-to-back 2-play drives for 7 points, having to go much of the field. 3 receivers out again, another handoff. This is to Campbell. Campbell now tries to duck his way to the left, has a stiff arm, gets around to the outside, has from 35, now to the 30, he's taken out of bounds. Staying on his feet and some extra words between a couple of players. After that play, Braden Kuhn was one of them, and now an extra penalty flag, and it looks like it's going to be on Enterprise. An unsportsmanlike penalty coming to the Hornets, and that's not what they needed.
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike foul, 26 Enterprise.
It'll be against Campbell.
First and 10.
Did he say delaying the game?
It looked like the ref heard Campbell.
He must have said some obscenities, I would imagine. That's the only reason for the penalty on just some words there.
The ref kind of walked up, told Campbell to get back to his huddle. But he had a couple more things to say as he was pushed out of bounds by nearly the entire Shasta team.
First and 10, though. First down. Stradley takes a snap. He's going to throwing down the field, the right side, single coverage. It is caught. Amasaki with a great catch going over the defender and brings it in inside the 20. An underthrown ball, but Amasaki had his eyes on it. The cornerback had his back to the ball, and he leaped and had to kind of make the catch on the other side of the body of the defensive back to make the catch.
And Enterprise really needed that. If you can make the Shasta team think that you're a threat in the air, it'll make Campbell and Kelly's night so much easier trying to pound the ball through
Absolutely.
The middle.
First and 10, and now the Hornets are inside the red zone for the second time tonight. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Need a touchdown here to try to make this a little bit closer before we head to intermission. Wolves showing blitz. Quick handoff to Kelly. He's looking for room. Doesn't find much. He's taken down.
And just like that, after one completed pass, we saw the corners press up on the wide receivers. That's going to make your job running the ball easier if they can break that line. It reduces the amount of defense in the backfield that can help.
Minute 30 to go in the first half. Second in about nine. Back to the I formation again. Takes a snap. Two-step drop. Throw into the end zone. It's Amasaki. He can't hang on. That was actually a very well-thrown ball by Stradley. He put it right on the money to Amasaki. He had it for a moment, and then as he was hit, just couldn't hang on. It was would have been a fingertip catch, but it's incomplete in the end zone, and it's third and 10.
Coverage on the play was by Hicks and Dietrich.
And that'll bring up third down for Enterprise. About a minute 15 left in this quarter. If you're the Hornets, you're really looking to cut into this Shasta lead. You need to walk away with the score here.
Third and nine. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout. Enterprise will take a timeout.
Timeout, Enterprise. Their second charge coming out of the half.
It's their second timeout, so they will head over to the pavement to talk a little bit about this next play. 1:15 to go in the half. 21-3, Shasta with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Minute 15 to go. Stradley under center. Takes a snap. Three-step drop. Dropping back. Throws over the middle. Nearly picked off.
The pass is tipped.
It was tipped by the middle linebacker, and now we have a late penalty flag. And it's against Shasta.
Even though the pass was broken up, I think the ref ruled that the receiver still could have made the catch.
Was tipped originally by number 11, Pena.
And so that hit may bring on pass interference.
I think it's going to be late hit. Let's see here. They're talking about it. It'll be half the distance to the goal, I think.
Personal foul, helmet-to-helmet contact from Shasta. Half the distance to the goal, repeat third down.
You're out.
Bullshit.
So, half the distance to the goal, it'll be third and about one, maybe even less. Toss play left. It's Norman. Tries to bury his way. It's going to be really, really close. Whistles blowing that play dead. Somehow Shasta ends up with the ball.
Short gain on the play.
Let's see where they spot it. That's going to be...
It's going to come down to spot.
Norman, number five, the ball carrier.
We're going to have a timeout.
Their third and final timeout and a half.
So it's their third timeout. And it looks like they're marking it short. However, from where the ball is spotted right now, it looks like it would be a first down.
I'm going to be surprised if they don't bring out the chains.
Down, it'll be fourth and a half.
I mean, it's from our angle that the ball...
Granted, our angle isn't the best, yeah. But it does look like where the ball is spotted right at the nine, or maybe just a few inches short of the nine, and it should be a first down, but apparently not. It will be a fourth down. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Mary's offers catering for events and parties, either takeout, delivery, or the wood-fired pizza trailer. They are going to finally now bring the sticks out. And as I mentioned, and you mentioned it as well, to me it looks like it should be a first down. From where we're standing here, let's And it's close. My, it's right there. Let's see. They're going to get a first down. And I mean by centimeters. Wow. So first and goal. And it's going to be right from the 9-yard line. 45 seconds remaining. Enterprise is out of timeouts. And they will try and get a touchdown here to end the half. Try to cut into this lead.
Ball is spotted at the 9-yard line, so it'll be first and goal.
First and goal from the 9. Can the Hornets push this one in? Let's see. Quick pass left. Fade to Amasaki. He dives, but he can't get it.
For Amasaki, incomplete.
Just a simple fade route to the end zone. So second down. Just 6 seconds. Tick off the clock there. Seems like on this drive, though, Joseph, they are having a little more confidence in their quarterback, Don Stradley, and he's actually made some good throws.
They've completed a couple passes, and that could be all it takes for
a confidence,
head coach or a quarterback to build that confidence and go to the air again. That fade route was nearly successful. The ball barely came off the fingertips of Amasaki.
Second and goal from the 9. Quick pass play, same to the left to their big man. He makes the catch. Oh, the ball came out. And now he signaled touchdown to Norberto Revolta, and they're going to say touchdown.
It looked like he was down before the ball came out. I think he carried that ball to the ground. I think the refs agree.
They're going to say touchdown, and Shasta does not like it. So he went up to make the catch, listed at 6'5", 165. They go to their big man in the end zone. He goes up to make the catch. Brought it in, but as he went to the ground, the ball somehow came loose, but it's going to be ruled a touchdown. You think that was a good call?
I do.
Okay. Extra point is up and good. Shasta very unhappy with that call. 21-10, 38 seconds remaining. Shasta does have two timeouts remaining. We'll find out if they can score when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A squib kick taken in by Shasta at the 34, and in the other direction they go. 4 seconds now, 33 seconds remaining. The last two drives for Shasta, they've only needed two plays to get touchdowns. We'll see if they can do something of the same here, leading 21-10 with 33 seconds remaining in the first half. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Check out their self-serve 18 craft beer wall. 18 craft beers. I checked it out Tuesday. One of the most modern beer walls I've ever seen, especially in Reading, where you get to pour it yourself. Just a very cool thing to do. And Mary's Peach Sack. First and 10 from the 40. Takes the snap. Now looking down the field. It's got protection. Throwing on the post route down the sideline. He got his toes in. And it's a catch at the 30. Very great throw from Braden Kuhn. It gets the zone coverage on a soft coverage and a 32-yard pass completion for the Wolves. And now with 26 seconds remaining, they are in striking distance and a chance to score their fourth consecutive touchdown in four drives.
And a great job by the Shasta offensive line to give their quarterback time to complete that pass.
Yep, Kilgore had all day to throw there. He's in the shotgun again here, receiver in each direction. A back to his left now sends Kuhn in motion out to the left side. They're going to fake a screen pass, now throwing deep down the field. It's knocked down by Bryson Trent, the corner. It was just a little bit underthrown. Trent able to get a hand on it and complete. 21 seconds remaining, second and 10 now from the 30. See if Shasta will again go to the air. Looks like they will the rest of this half. Again, they have some timeouts to use. Takes the snap. Here is a handoff to the outside. It's again to Weaver. Weaver looks for room. He gets forward for about three. And Shasta's going to take a timeout here.
Timeout after the play.
15 seconds remaining. Again, they do have one more timeout left. So we could see them put on the ground again.
And Shasta really trying to make a statement here. Punch the ball into the end zone late in this first half. Trying to answer that Enterprise touchdown we saw moments ago.
So out of the timeout, we'll see what Shasta does here.
I know you're a big fan of the band, Connor. It looks like they're gearing up for their halftime show here on senior night.
I am, but not as excited as you are as a former band member? Bandmate? Can you say bandmate?
Band member? We're a team just like anyone else. Come on.
Band team. 15 seconds remaining here on third and about seven. Looks like they're somewhat changing the play here. Kilgore now sends a man in motion, takes a snap. Play action fake, looking left, still looking left. He'll throw on an out route, and it's incomplete. He overthrew Braden Kuhn. I'm not sure if that was intended for Kuhn or Beltran because it was in between each of them. And now it's fourth down with 10 seconds remaining.
It looked like they were going to elect that fade to the left corner of the end zone that we saw earlier in this drive. Just a little miscommunication there.
Kilgore, they're going to go for it here on fourth down. Two receivers left.
10 seconds on the clock.
Takes the snap. Play action fake. Here comes the blitz. He's got nowhere to go. Hands it off to Weaver, who is taken down in the backfield, and that will be a turnover on downs.
Weaver on the carry. Tackled by number five, Norman.
But I like the decision there from Shasta, kind of out of field goal range,
Enterprise takes
as that will end the first half. A dominant second quarter from the Wolves. It shows them on the scoreboard with an 11-point lead, 21-10 here at the end of the first half. You listen to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
You don't need the golden ticket to attend Wind River Resort and Casino's Wonka Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 27th. Be entertained all night long with Baby Bash featuring DJ Chris. Enjoy drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contests, and door prizes for a night of unforgettable fun. Over $3,000 in cash and prizes will be given away. Presale admission is $20, 25 day up, or $350 for a VIP booth. So you and your friends can make this a night to remember and receive even more surprises. Your ticket for the VIP booth includes six guests, swag, cocktail service, and one bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast, so get your tickets now. Go to the River Club or WinRiver.com to purchase tickets. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your Wonka Halloween Bash. Book a room in our hotel, or Wind River Resort and Casino offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Halloween is better at the River.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away all electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15,960 minus 1,000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18,902 minus 2,250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, Lance Beck here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last five decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We're giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
21-10 here at the half. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke here for the River Bowl as the Wolves have a lead by 11. Now. And it was the big second quarter for the Wolves, Joseph, that got them the lead. They three consecutive touchdowns on three consecutive drives, and they looked good in most of those drives.
Yep. Enterprise had a 3-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, and events quickly changed here in the second. Enterprise was able to get on the board and score a touchdown. And
a bomb touchdown and then a couple long runs capped off by shorter runs for by James Weaver, who has two touchdowns, the 6'1 sophomore, already making his presence felt here in the River Bowl with a couple more River Bowls ahead of him in the next 2 years. Also, we've seen some incredible halftime performances from the Chilling. I know as you're a band guy, you're looking forward to seeing the band play as the Shasta Band is playing here currently. But what do you expect to see here? Changes, I should say, more for Enterprise to begin the second half.
Well, we saw Enterprise go to the air a little bit there in that second quarter, and they had a little bit of success. You mentioned earlier their quarterback threw an interception, and then we quickly saw them go away from the running, from the passing game, and elect to run the ball. I would like to see Enterprise continue to throw the ball, and that'll open up routes and lanes for your two backs, Kelly and Campbell, and you'll see success with that. But more importantly, you need to stop the explosive plays we've seen from these Shasta Wolves.
Absolutely, and what's really important is to make sure that the Shasta Wolves keep their offense going and keep things in the positive, especially offensively. But we know that really in that second quarter that we saw Shasta's defense really pick it up as well and kind of kept the momentum going for their offense. But especially so far in this first half, it's been a competitive River Bowl. Both fans' bases are into it, and that's what makes this more fun than anything. We've still got a long way to go in the half, but I think this has become such a big community event out here at Shasta. They honored some different organizations that helped the first responders were the first responders for the car fire. So a lot of cool things happening tonight, and I'm sure we're going to have a wonderful second half here up and coming as Shasta leads 21-10 here at the break. We'll be back with more of the halftime show brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pomela DeNuca and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the Halftime Show. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke, 21-10, our score at the half. Anything, final thoughts you think that Enterprise or Shasta is going to change here before we begin the second half?
I think Enterprise is going to continue to do what they did late in the second quarter, that is throw the ball, try and get some success in the air. So the
at least mix it up, yeah, exactly. Because when they were one-dimensional, it worked for the first couple of drives. Obviously, they got a field goal, but we're not able to really move the ball well. And then Shasta figured it out, started to really shut down the run. And I think if Enterprise has a good job, like you mentioned, being more versatile offensively, they have a good chance to come back in this game. I think Shasta is going to do more of the same, a lot of big plays, and the Hornets are going to try to stop those big plays. And I think those are the keys for both these teams here to start the second half is – Enterprise will be kicking it off to Shasta, who elected to kick, I believe, or no, check that, to receive. 12 minutes to go in the third as we will begin this third quarter shortly.
But like you mentioned, Shasta continuing to do what they did in that second quarter, playing in a rivalry bowl game, your home field,
yeah.
This home crowd behind you. We're sitting in the Shasta section.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you've heard if you're at home listening in, they have been wild. They have been in the game, and they love some Shasta football.
And so, what's been great, too, is I kind of like the chippiness after the plays and thing, little extra pushing and shoving. It makes things a little more fun, and it makes this feel like a true rivalry game, and that is what it's been so far and for so many years, and especially this year, is both teams having an inch and claw for every win. Shasta with 1-3 and Enterprise 0-3 so far in league play. So these are important games for both these teams if they want to have a shot to make the playoffs. But time is running out. Enterprise will receive here to start the second half. We'll see if they can get something going. Not too many turnovers in that first half, Joseph, but there were the big fumble from Shasta that gave Enterprise great field goal position, got them 3 points. But other than that, we haven't really seen points off turnovers become a huge factor.
And even with that explosive Shasta burst of offense we saw in the second quarter, we're under two scores here, so we do have ourselves a game.
Yep. See if this one goes down to the wire. We hope it does. So Shasta will kick this one away to begin the second half here of the River Bowl here at Shasta High School. 21-10, our score here currently. The Hornets will return this kick.
Shasta will be kicking off to start the second half. Number 81, Lindsay.
Nicholas Lindsay, the kicker, will put this one into play. He does. It will be taken in at the 10-yard line and taken in by Anthony Norman. Norman goes right and now runs into a number of Shasta jerseys, continues to push forward, gets across the 20 to about the 22, and that's where Enterprise will start their drive here to begin this second half. Early on in this game, the run for Enterprise was their main point of attack and then switching it up late, but Jaden Campbell has been successful and then unsuccessful. It hasn't been a whole lot of consistency from the running game, so we'll see if that's something to keep an eye on here to start this second half. Is three receivers set here for the Enterprise Hornets. They hand it off to Justin Kelly, who's got a first down run across the 40. A quick burst of speed and quickly got beyond the orange markers to move the chains on a first down.
And we've seen them elect to go to Kelly a lot, Campbell's mate in the backfield. But like you said, same goes for Kelly. We've seen a little bit of inconsistency in Enterprise's ability to run the football.
I think the inconsistency can almost be nailed down to the play at the trenches with the offensive and the defensive line. Whoever's winning that initial battle typically has the advantage on the corresponding play. Here's a handoff, Jaden Campbell, and he found no room. As I just mentioned, the defensive line was all over it. And they are able to get maybe 2 yards.
Number 3, Petrie on the tackle, 2nd and 8.
The middle linebacker, Cade Petrie, with the tackle. 2nd and 8. Enterprise. 3 receivers set, lone back. It's Campbell. They give it to him again. This time he gets between the center and the right guard.
Campbell again on the carry.
Pushes forward.
Gain of 4 on the play.
Gets to the 49-yard line. And 3rd and about 5. Maybe a little shorter than 5. 3rd and about 4 coming up. You hate to have a quick punt here if you're Enterprise as you try to get back into this game. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Mary's offers catering for events and parties, either takeout and delivery or the wood-fired pizza trailer. Quick handoff up the middle to Justin Kelly. I don't think he got it. He's going to be short, and it'll be 4th down right near midfield. Just across midfield into Shasta territory, and I think this is the spot where Enterprise will probably go for it, 4th and about 2.
I would like to see Enterprise go for it here. It's difficult to tell because Sadly has been the punter
as well as the quarterback. The last time he punted, he did it from a position where he takes the snap as where a quarterback would.
So it looked like he was in the shotgun, and then all of a sudden he kicked the ball.
He's under center here, so it looks like they will in fact go for it. 2 back set, 3 receivers, 2 right, 1 left. Takes a snap and he fumbled it. Ball came out, and it doesn't really matter who jumps on it here because it's going to be Shasta ball.
Takes over on down.
So Enterprise does recover, but Shasta will take over on the incomplete 4th down conversion. And right at midfield, the Wolves.
Shasta takes over on downs.
So less than a couple minutes into this game, in the third quarter. Shasta's going to get the ball back with an opportunity to go up by three scores if they can get a touchdown. They start in Enterprise territory. The explosive offense of Shasta in that second quarter. We'll see if that can continue here in the third. Takes a snap, hands it off. I believe that's to Weaver. He spins his way. Nope, that's actually Alec Meek. Spins his way to around the 45, maybe just short of the 45.
Alec Meek with the carry, gain of 3 yards.
Second and seven coming up.
Trent and Norman on the tackle for Enterprise. Second and seven.
Receiver in each direction for Shasta. Kind of a power formation, but from a shotgun. Again to Meek. This time he goes right up the gut, gets just short of the 40, and it'll be third and about a yard coming up.
About five. 44 Johnson and number eight,
Rose. We mentioned in the halftime show that the key for Enterprise was not allowing Shasta to get big plays because that was what was so key for the Wolves, and now they rush back to the line here on third and short. Take the snap, hand off. Again, it's to Meek. He's going to push forward, and he's got a first down. Alec Meek, the fullback, and he just put his head down and carried a number of Enterprise tacklers with him across the first down marker, and they convert on third down. First and 10 from the 38. Again, quickly to the line. Delayed handoff, that's out to the right, that's to number 20, James Weaver. Weaver's got room to run, breaks a few tackles, continues to run. He is now inside the 20 and the first down for James Weaver, who's already got two touchdowns on the ground so far tonight. And it's inside the red zone for the Shasta Wolves. Enterprise making some defensive changes here. Wolves trying to extend their lead here in the third. Shotgun set. One receiver in each direction. Now Kilgore stands up straight. Takes the inside handoff. Now gives it to the outside of Braden Kuhn. Tries to get around the corner. He is going to be tackled for about a 3 yard gain.
Gain of three on the play.
5'7" senior with good speed. That time beating the defensive end around the corner, but linebackers were there to wrap him up for about a 2 or 3 yard gain. Second and about seven. Right from the 15-yard line. They send a man in motion to the tight end, and now is the handoff again. This is to Meeks, or Meek, excuse me, and he gets a couple maybe on the ground.
Short gain on the play.
Third down.
Third and
for Shasta. No gain on that last play.
Number six.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
We've yet to see the Shasta offense settle for a field goal.
Play action fake. Quick pass to the right. It is complete to Meek, or excuse me, to Weaver, and he is going to be in. Touchdown. The sophomore, James Weaver, has the touchdown. His third touchdown of the game. This first one through the air, and I was going to mention right before that last play that so far Shasta kept the ball completely on the ground on that drive. That time a play-action fake executed to perfection for a 15-yard touchdown, and it's 27-10. Out to for the PAT is Nicholas Lindsay. Enterprise is trying to bluff the O-line, the snap, the hold, the kick. It is up and good. Just short of halfway through the third quarter, and the Wolves have extended their lead. It is 28-10 here in the third quarter. We'll be back and listen to the River Bowl on KCNR 1460.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Now an 18-point game here mid-third quarter, 6:50 to go. The Wolves will kick it away to the Hornets. And Enterprise fan base still very loud in this third quarter, but they're going to need some help to get back into this game. Lindsay, the kick will be taken in by Anthony Norman. He is going to head in the other direction. Scott Speed now hesitates, gets out to the right, has a few tackles, spins his way to the 28-yard line, and that's where the Hornets will take over. Back to school special at Mary's Pizza Shack for just $29.95. A guest can get a large two-topping pizza or family-sized spaghetti with choice of classic marinara sauce, marinara, or pesto, and a large Mary's or Caesar and breadsticks new this year at Mary's Pizza Shack. They are tonight's sponsor of the River Bowl. First and 10.
Enterprise back to a power formation here. Send the man in motion. It is Campbell. They'll toss it back to him, and he'll be taken down.
About 2 on the play.
About a 2-yard gain on the play.
I think that was Anthony Norman there.
Anthony Norman.
Second
and 7.
Second and 8 is, I think the ball just came out, and it's going to be Shasta who recovers.
It's
difficult to see when Enterprise is in that power formation who the ball gets handed off to, but a Shasta defender running out of the scramble with the ball, and Shasta will take over at the 31. And Shasta will look to go up, extending their lead here in this third quarter. 6:10 left on the clock. 28-10, your score. First and 10. Shasta will send a man in motion. Kilgore complete a pass.
Kip on the carry.
Get a couple yards on the play. Looks like about 5 yards.
Tackle by number 65, Dakota Bagnato.
And this will bring up second and 5. Great field positioning here for Shasta after that Enterprise fumble. Second and 5. Kilgore in the shotgun, sends a man in motion. And this will get called dead.
Flag prior to the snap.
Dead ball. False start. 5-yard penalty.
And this will be a false start on Shasta. 5-yard penalty. It will remain second down. This will bring up second and 8. It's interesting to see what Shasta will do with the short field position. Most of their scores have come off explosive plays with a lot of field in front of them.
5-yard penalty brings up second and 9.
The ball's at about the 30-yard line after the penalty, and this will bring up second and 9. He receives a snap, fakes a handoff, actually gives it to the back up the middle for a couple yards. And like we've seen all night, we see extracurriculars,
flag at the end of the play.
Some pushing on both sides, and the flags come out. Both sides all night have been at each other. We expect nothing less than a rivalry game. Interesting to see who the penalty will be on here.
Dead ball. Personal foul. 56 Enterprise.
And it will be on Enterprise. So Shasta gets a little bit of a break there. With both sides kind of involved in that little pushing action. Shasta really saved a penalty there. Back-to-back would have pushed him about 15 yards away on a third down, but it results in a first and 10 here at about the 16-yard line. Kilgore in the shotgun, back on his right, sends the tight end from the left in motion. He'll look to his right, and he'll throw a fade up the middle, and it's nearly intercepted by Enterprise. Broken up. Enterprise number eight, Revuelta,
receiver.
There with the defensive play. And this will bring up second and 10.
Illegal motion on Shasta. 5-yard penalty.
Looks like we'll have a flag. I didn't see a flag come out. We'll have a legal motion against Shasta, so the second penalty against Shasta on this drive. And they'll once again be pushed back. About 5 yards. The result of the penalty will repeat first down. So this will be first and 15 for Shasta. Looking to go up 4 scores here.
Number 20, Jamie.
The handoff to number 20, Weaver. And he'll weave around and he'll find his way into the end zone. The sophomore is having himself a night with his fourth touchdown of the night.
But there's a flag.
But the flags fly.
And I think we're going to have a holding penalty.
Looks like I got a little carried away, as did many of the fans here on this Shasta sideline.
Well, credit to you. You still got to call the play despite the fact that there's a flag.
Holding.
Yep.
51
Shasta. It's a hold.
And this will come back.
The hold on David Rivera, the guard and tackle.
So it will still be first down, but it looks like we'll have a first and 25.
Shasta fans obviously don't like the call.
Despite the penalty, though, impressive running from number 20, James Weaver, able to make his way into the end zone, only for it to get called back. First and long here for the Wolves. The Enterprise defense showing blitz, presses up. They send a man in motion. Kilgore rolls out to his left, completes a pass up the middle to Weaver, who is brought down about...
Number 20, James Weaver.
He looks to be about 12 yards short of a first down, so we'll still have a ways to go.
Gain of 13 yards.
But with a 13-yard completion, it'll bring up second and 12.
Hernandez on the tackle.
Despite the penalties, Shasta offense still flowing well here. Consistently moving the football and consistently getting pushed back. But they've controlled the football for a couple minutes here. Still in scoring position on this drive. And he'll hand it off up the middle for a couple yards on the play.
Meek on the carry.
Meek on the carry.
Tackled by number 50, Robert Pixton. Third and 11.
The run up the middle for about a yard will bring up third and 11. We've seen explosive plays from Shasta before tonight.
What was the over-under and how many cars were going to get towed tonight, Joseph? I had in my head four, and it sounds like the PA announcer is having to announce another car that might get towed. So,
shortage of parking here at Shasta High School.
On probably one of the biggest nights in local sports of the year.
Third and 11. He'll look to his right, feeling the pressure from Enterprise. He'll complete a pass at the line of scrimmage to Weaver. Weaver is able to get around the defenders, unable to be brought down, and he'll wake his way around into the end zone. There are no penalties on this play. This one will go to the scoreboard.
A little screen pass out to the left. Very well done. And Weaver has his fourth touchdown of the game, this second one through the air. And it has become evident that whenever we broadcast a game in the last couple weeks, someone's having a big night. Last week we had Leslie Cummings and Jaden Campbell have monster games. Campbell had six touchdowns, or excuse me, Gordon, excuse me, had six touchdowns. And here tonight, Weaver has four.
34-10 here as Shasta prepares to kick the PAT. And the kick is up. It is short, and it'll hit the bottom of the upright.
I think it was partially blocked by Nicholas Lindsay.
No good.
So that'll make your final score 34-10 here. 3:10 left in this third quarter, and we'll go to a commercial break. This is the North State High School Football Hall here on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Shasta kicks the ball, but we have flags, and look like this is going to get called back here. 3:10 left in this third quarter.
What possible flag could there be on the kickoff? This is, if anything, this is a flag you let go. It's a false start. Really? That's what we're doing here in the third quarter? It's a 24-point game. You're calling a false start on the kickoff. I don't quite get that one.
Well, in the interest of player safety, we've seen these past couple years them eliminate the kicking team's ability to run and get a running start.
Right.
And so maybe they're stressing.
Not starting early. Right, and I get that.
We've seen it in the NFL this year.
I'm just personally not a fan of, well, they used to have a 10-yard run, now it's only a 5-yard. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of that flag. Just not really needed.
And the kick is up, and it will be taken in by Norman at the 30-yard line.
Comes up and
he'll get about 5 yards on the play, and he'll be met by Shasta.
Norman has an unbelievable acceleration. He goes from 0 to 60 really fast. Obviously not 60, but he has the ability to get the top speed so quickly, and then it makes it tough to catch because he has that ability to do so. However, tonight we haven't really seen him get opportunities to get the top speed because he's been kind of contained well by Shasta.
Credit to Shasta's defense. So Enterprise will take over here, first and 10 from about the 32, 33, and he will hand it off up the middle.
24 Kelly on the carry.
To Kelly, who will get a couple yards on the run. We've seen Enterprise run the ball a lot.
And this is the spot here. You're down 24, and I know it's Enterprise's game to keep the ball on the ground, but at some point, you need big plays. You're down, again, 24 points. That's at least four scores, three touchdowns and a field goal, and getting all PATs. To me, you've got to start going through the air at some point.
Enterprise without star quarterback Leslie Cummings tonight, junior Don Stradley under center, and he will pitch it back to Campbell, who was met at about the line of scrimmage.
Campbell is tackled for a loss by number 5.
Looks like we'll have a loss.
Yeah, short loss here. It's tough to see from this angle exactly where that was, but again, they're trying to give it to Campbell, and that time Shasta was all over the outside toss, and now it's back, and it's going to be 3rd and 10 again.
We've seen Stradley complete passes through the air tonight, and when the pass game is on, Enterprise has had success with the run game as well, opening up routes in between centers and guards.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine they're going to put it through the air here.
Stradley under center, 3rd and 10.
Shasta showing blitz here.
And he will look out to his right. He'll air the ball out. This will be incomplete.
And we're going to have a pass.
Two flags fly.
Pass is intended for number 7.
Amasaki was the intended receiver.
Amasaki. Flies on the play.
And they really aired this ball out to him on the right sideline.
Might be against the offense, so hang on, let's see.
It looks like there was grabbing and a little bit of pushing on both sides.
Well, the ball was underthrown, and so both guys kind of had to slow down and then just kind of collided.
but I don't know who initiated the contact. I think whoever initiated it is probably going to be the one getting the penalties. Two flags flew, so both officials saw the same thing.
And it will be.
Wow.
15-yard penalty, automatic.
So roughing the passer and a pass interference on the defense.
So the two penalties against Shasta will march Enterprise down the field. Get them a little
only,
bit closer.
Only the 15-yard penalty, though. You don't get to add the yards together, unfortunately.
The way Enterprise has been playing, they'll take 15 yards any way they can get it.
Especially on a third down and 10. Again, Stradley kind of under pressure. He's been under pressure every time he's thrown tonight, but that ball kind of wobbled a little bit in the air and was just a tad underthrown.
And Stradley will hand it off to Campbell, who almost goes down, but he is brought down hard for a loss in the backfield.
And Shasta's sideline is absolutely loving the effort from their defense here tonight.
Campbell attempted to turn the corner around one of his linemen, who was taken down right in front of him. He just had nowhere to go on that play, brought down in the backfield. And this will bring up 2nd and 13 for the Hornets. A minute to go here in this third quarter as the clock is ticking.
2nd and 13.
Stradley under center. Two receivers left, one receiver right. He'll once again hand it off to Campbell.
Nowhere to go.
Met at the line of scrimmage.
Give credit to this defensive line, and now a flag's fly late. But give credit to this defensive line. In this second half, they have been monstrous at the line and breaking through numerous times, and Enterprise has had very little to show because of that inability to play.
Personal foul, 72 Shasta, 15.
Oh, man.
And we'll have another 15-yard penalty against Shasta.
And that'll be a first down.
This time a dead ball penalty.
Wow. So Shasta's late penalties are giving Enterprise life here.
Right when we were giving them credit.
Yep.
Because Campbell is not an easy back to stop at 6'2",
no.
215. We've seen it numerous times this season. Him.
You pretty much need two guys to bring him down. Now, Shasta's had done a really good job of.
So after the 15 yards, Enterprise will take over at the 40-yard line. Stradley under center. We'll pitch it back to Norman, who breaks right, nearly turns the corner, but is brought out of bounds for a gain of 4 yards.
And I think, Joseph, that's going to get us to the end of the third quarter. And now another late flag here, so hang on.
Oh, really late flag here.
And now another one flies.
And so the clock stops.
Unbelievable.
So we'll have at least one more play.
Let's see here.
Eventful third quarter.
And I'm not sure. I don't know what's being said, but it just seems like there's too many penalty flags flying here.
But we've been saying it all night. These two teams are at each other.
Unsportsmanlike on Shasta. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike on Enterprise.
So we'll have offsetting unsportsmanlike penalties.
But the clock does stop.
Extending this third quarter just a little bit. And we'll have 2nd and 7 here.
So play is going to stop here, and seems like the officials are writing down who it's on.
So Enterprise has marched down the field or within 36 yards.
But if you're Enterprise there, you see the first flag fly. You know it's on Shasta. You're going to have a first down, and then you continue to bark, and then you get a flag thrown at you, and now it's offsetting. You just lost yourself 15 yards.
The handoff to Campbell up the middle for a couple yards, just short of the first down.
And I'm not going to say it, because I'm not going to say the quarter's about to end, because who knows.
And the buzzer will sound, and we'll be headed to the fourth quarter here. Shasta maintains their 34-10 lead over Enterprise here in the River Bowl. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
To hold the drawing, the winner's share, the winner's half share of the pot is $960.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Three Dog Night is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And on 3rd and 1, Campbell runs up the middle for a big gain for this Enterprise offense. We'll switch sides.
27 yards.
He's down inside the 5, Joseph, on nearly a 30-yard gain on the ground there. And Campbell, who is the last couple times he's gotten the football, has struggled. That time, a big gain. And now Enterprise, on the verge of scoring a touchdown here, might still have time to come back in this game.
Early here in this fourth quarter, Enterprise offense needs to be picking up the pace if they're going to cut into this deficit. And we'll have a first and goal here. Stradley under center. We'll pitch it back to Campbell, who is met hard in the backfield. Shasta was all over that play.
Tony DiBlasio, the outside linebacker, came and he knew exactly what was happening and got to Campbell very quickly for a big loss.
I'm not sure if there was anyone even lined up against him on that play. He was so quick out to Campbell in the backfield. And we'll have a second and goal here from what looks like the 11. Down on the opposite side of the field of us. Second down here. Stradley in the shotgun.
And I think we are going to have a timeout.
Timeout Enterprise, your first charge, timeout of the half.
This will be Enterprise's first timeout of the half. And we'll go to a commercial break here. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
The sub above difference is the silver lining. Order Jersey Mike's for your game day party and rest assured that even if your team doesn't win, your mouth does. Victory is all yours. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is the shortcut. Just order online, avoid the line, and grab a sub with your name on it. Congrats. You're now the envy of the entire line. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
On second down, the ball was snapped low, and it looked like Campbell picked it up and tried to complete a forward pass. The play was broken up by the Shasta secondary.
Ooh, man. That one kind of just makes you shake your head there. I don't know what just went down there, but Campbell making the right decision, throwing it to an intended receiver, but if he doesn't, that could have been intentional grounding.
Third and 10 here as Enterprise is looking to cut into Shasta's 34-10 lead.
Campbell
again up the middle, but nowhere to go.
So Shasta again comes up with a big stop on third down on a run up the middle, and Campbell has, man, he has gotten popped a lot tonight.
And Enterprise kind of did it to themselves there with a little bit of miscommunication. Poor execution, but we have a fourth down here.
You have to go for it here.
You have to go for it. You can't settle for a field goal here and expect to put 24 points on the board in a quarter.
It looks like they will, in fact, go for it here. Looks like they will pass as well as Stradley's in the shotgun.
Campbell on one hip, Kelly on the other.
The flag. It's going to be a delay game. Every time, Joseph, the Hornets have an opportunity for a play that can get their momentum back, they have a bad penalty that has cost them dearly tonight. Numerous times it's been the case. And they do it again there on an opportunity where they have a shot to the end zone. I mean, they still do. It's fourth and goal from about the 15, but or the 14, but that 5 yards makes a big difference on fourth down.
They'll stay in the same formation, straddling in the shotgun, the back on each hip, and he'll look to the left corner. He'll fade this ball up with no one even around. It'll be intercepted.
And that's a miscommunication on a route there. So Amasaki was going towards the middle of the field, what's called a post, because he's heading to the goalpost. That pass was more of a fade to the pylon side of the field, the opposite side of us. Just a miscommunication there and picked off by Shasta and downed. And that, I know there's still 10 minutes to go, but that's pretty much the dagger there.
Disappointing way to end a drive that could have mounted a comeback for Enterprise, gotten them some much-needed momentum.
Well, you got first and goal pretty much right on the goal line is the hey, 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 goodbye song has started for Shasta. They're right on the goal line, but went to a scripted play that Shasta was all over as they run it up the middle for a couple yards. And I think that, Joseph, it's you try to – maybe at the goal line, we've seen it happen in NFL more often recently where they go with plays that you aren't expecting to see because it is, in fact, harder to score when you're closer and you have that goal – when you're in the red zone because the field is shortened. So I think there you got to go with a little bit of a different play. They do that outside toss that they've been doing to Campbell all night. It hasn't really been all that successful when Shasta was all over it. That started then moving backwards, then another penalty, then a muff snap. So the number of things going wrong after Enterprise did get first and goal.
A handoff on second down gives Shasta a couple yards up the middle, and we'll have third and short. But like you mentioned, Connor, in Enterprise's defense, they are operating under a backup quarterback.
True. That's a good
point. So
you
haven't had the intentional practice with this guy in these red zone plays, and you don't have an extensive playbook with him.
No, absolutely, and I think that that's something that if Cummings is going to be out for longer than just this week, that they're going to have to deal with the next couple weeks as well. As he's another handoff up the middle, I think that's going to be a first down for Shasta. But it appears the Wolves are going to win their fourth consecutive River Bowl.
About 8.5 minutes here in this fourth quarter.
You know, as we kind of start looking ahead to who our players of the game is going to be, I think we're going to have to fight over the guy that I would imagine would be your pick as well for player of the game.
Very impressive night for James Weaver, who I assume you're talking about, Connor.
Yep.
First and 10 here for Shasta. A handoff up the middle.
It's to Meek and... It was Meek, but there was a flag on the far sideline, which will stop the clock. I think at this point, again, Joseph, I don't like to say this, but it is in fact true. At this point of the game, you kind of start letting some of the holding penalties go. Or an illegal formation.
On Shasta. 5 yard penalty.
And we've seen Shasta get penalized numerous times in the second half.
Luckily, Enterprise's offense just hasn't been really good enough to capitalize. And I would say Enterprise, moving forward, they've actually had opportunities, but it's kind of been the same story we've seen. They've get into the red zone and then start to struggle a little bit. And I think as they start to switch up their play calling a little bit in the red zone, I think that could help them. But, again, you're operating under a backup quarterback, so you're limited already in your playbook, especially because Cummings was so good on his feet. Stradley, not as fleet-footed and quick, as it's a first down and 15 handoff to Meek, who gets forward for about 4 yards.
44 Johnson on the tackle.
And the clock will tick here as Shasta continues to run the ball up the middle.
2nd and 12.
Shasta on the way to their fourth consecutive River Bowl victory.
And will improve to 2-3 in league play and will keep their playoff hopes alive with the win. I think they play Foothill next week, which will be a tough game.
2nd and 3.
Pass
Shasta
play.
Will look deep down the left sideline. And this
pass is caught,
ball will bounce around, and it is caught, but the toes were on the white line.
So Braden Kuhn, initially when the ball got to his hands, he had his feet in bounds, but it actually, off his fingertips, popped straight up. He then corralled it by that time, he had been knocked out of bounds for an incomplete pass. Now third and 12.
Third and 12 for Shasta.
A big third down here, as Enterprise could potentially get this ball back with 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And he'll roll out to his right and complete a pass up to the right sideline, and he has a first down. Braden Kuhn has room to run up the field, and this will add on to the Shasta lead as he is in the end zone for 6 points.
Well, a couple missed tackles there, a nice play-action fake. The defense completely bit on it and then had Braden Kuhn wide open in the flat. He had to break a couple tackles and was able to make a very, very nice run down the sideline. Had some help from blocking, and now this lead has been completely broken open to 40-10.
Shasta looking to keep their drive alive in the fourth quarter. Ends up with about a 50-yard run completion from Braden Kuhn, the senior, for his first touchdown in his final River Bowl game. The kick is up, and this kick is good.
Extra point by Lindsay.
Shasta now leads 41-10. 6:56 left in this fourth quarter. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas and Propane, but we're going to talk about his trip back to Vietnam for his fourth mission to find the remains of missing Americans. We're going to talk about how it works, how he got there, how it got started, and what happened on this last trip. This and a catch-up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening this week, all on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We're out here at Shasta High School for the River Bowl. Shasta currently leads 41-10 as they gear up to kick this ball off to the Hornets. Just under 7 minutes here in the fourth and final quarter of this year's River Bowl. Highly anticipated game between two rival schools. And Norman, back to receive this ball, will get up the middle, stays on his feet, looks like he was nearly brought down there, but able to stay on his feet and get about 10 more yards extended on that run. He'll bring the ball out to the 46-yard line, where the Enterprise offense will take over. Enterprise needing to cut into this lead quickly if they hope to make this a game.
I think at this point for Enterprise, you start thinking about next week. Because, no, seriously, I know you're smiling at me, but I think that obviously you're down by 31. You can take, if you get some momentum on the offensive side and you can get a little more comfortable under your new quarterback and Don Stradley, and then as Campbell goes on the left side on the carry, gets about 6 or 7 yards. I think that if they start to do that and get comfortable as an offense, it'll bode well for them here next week, and as that happens, then your defense gets more comfortable, but the defense has been out there a lot tonight because their offense has struggled to move the ball.
Especially if you're going to continue to ride junior quarterback Don Stradley further into this season, these are important reps.
Yes, they are.
As he'll hand it off to Campbell, who, like many times tonight, is met at the line of scrimmage.
Loss of a yard on the play.
But like you mentioned earlier, Stradley came in late in that fourth quarter last week for Enterprise against Foothill.
Yep. And I think those reps at that point, I mean, it was the very last drive with very little time left. The game was over, and he didn't really get a good chance to get that game feel. And I think tonight he's kind of gotten woken up by how good the Shasta defense can be, because they have been excellent tonight.
Stradley under center, hands it off to Kelly, who tries to turn the corner right, but is met once again at the line of scrimmage.
Tackled by De Blasio.
Enterprise continuing their struggles with the run.
Also, Coon.
But again, I mean, we can say they are struggling with the run, but I think we need to give more credit to the Shasta defense. Defensive line, who is nearly every play been pushing back Enterprise. And the pursuit of the linebackers and the safeties have been outstanding tonight. And obviously, one of the main reasons why they've been able to keep Enterprise off the board so often tonight, and one of the reasons why they're up 31 points here in the fourth quarter.
The Shasta defense has been impressive, as we have a fourth down, fourth and five here, Stradley under center, two backs, and he will look to pass to his left, and this ball is aired out and intercepted in the backfield.
Well, a delayed slant,
number five,
trying to find Matthew Amasaki. He overthrew him and led him too much. Beltran, who was there on the double coverage, he was the backside, and he was able to slide under to make the catch. And a forgetful night continues for Enterprise here at the River Bowl, and last year was pretty similar.
Yeah. And you hate to see that if you are the Hornets. Rivalry games tend to go down in history. And back-to-back
sure.
Big losses.
Not only that, they will go down in your memory.
Too. River Bowl constantly talked about in this town. Back-to-back big losses don't bode well for your school if you are the Hornets.
It's definitely bragging rights for Shasta.
First and 10 here. And this ball will be handed off. The back gets around the right side
with the carry
to the sideline, but is just short of a first down.
Jaden Powell, the running back, getting his first carry of the night.
Number 12, Mitchell, gain of 9 on the play.
4:20 here left in this fourth quarter.
So a big win for Shasta here, Joseph, and I think this is kind of what they needed to get their momentum going. They'll improve the 2-3 in league as there's another run play, this time to the left. They'll have a first down to the 45, but I think that the importance has come not only confidence-wise, but they did have a couple penalty flags that they probably could have done without, but they were able to overcome that, and despite a couple of bad calls, a couple pass interferences that I didn't think were pass interferences, they got back, played good defense, and were able to get the ball back quickly and then get to their offense, which has been great tonight.
As a handoff up the middle.
Number
is met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. But yeah, the Shasta defense nearly walked Enterprise into the end zone in that third quarter with back-to-back-to-back 15-yard penalties.
Yeah.
Enterprise was right there knocking on, going up to 16, and they were just unable to do so. Shasta defense made an impressive stand. But yeah, you sure love to limit those penalties going forward in league play if you're the Shasta Wolves. Second and 10 here. And the handoff to number 42, who breaks around
42,
the left side.
O'Connor with the carry.
And is met and tackled out of bounds.
Josh O'Connor, the wide receiver who was in the slot. And I think somebody on Shasta is down with an injury and holding the right knee.
Injury timeout.
Which is never good.
Gain was 6 on the play.
This is kind of one of those moments in sports where when somebody goes down, you do realize quickly that this becomes far more important than the score. And he's holding that right knee. The training staff coming out.
Quickly silencing the crowd here.
Yeah. Hush for sure. Especially over the Shasta side. They're trying to move and check to see if that knee can move. And it looks like they will, in fact, pick him up here. It's number 82, Jacob Navarre. Who just went into the game, and now has to limp off with that right knee. Gets a pat on the back from player from Enterprise. Under 3 minutes to go. And I would imagine Shasta's going to keep the ball on the ground here the rest of this game. Third and five here. Third and four.
Shasta, ball at the Enterprise 49-yard line.
Kilgore will hand it off up the middle. It's a 32.
Flags on the field.
And he has a first down, but flags do fly on the play.
Mikey Hartman. Nope, check that. Wrong team. Bryson Kemp is the guy on the carry. Penalty flag is back behind the line of scrimmage. I would imagine it's going to be a hold.
Illegal formation.
Nope, another legal formation. I think this is the fourth illegal formation for Shasta tonight.
With 2.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter, Shasta will be coming back, and we'll have a 3rd and 9.
Clock now continuing to run under 2.5 minutes. Should we do our players of the game?
I'll let you go first. I've gone first past a couple times and picked who I think you would pick. So,
very kind of you. Here's a handoff out to the right side with room to run down the sideline. That's Jaden Powell. He's got room to run. He's inside the 30. He goes out of bounds. With 2 minutes, 9 seconds remaining. My player of the game is Jamie Weavers. There's a flag back at the line of scrimmage. Had 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air. And really did a nice job of finishing plays. It's a legal block in the black on the offense. So we're going to do it again. So, yeah, my player of the game is James Weaver. Had 3 touchdowns, outscored Enterprise by himself, and got the ball in the red zone multiple times and was able to finish off drives with 6 points.
Leaving me with a tough choice.
Yeah, the number one choice for player of the game was easy. Now it becomes a little more tricky.
I'm going to take a cop-out and go with the Shasta defense tonight, holding Enterprise to 10 while they were able to put 41 on the board. But we've mentioned it over and over. Shasta made a team effort tonight to stop the run. Their defensive line was on point, stopping numerous runs at the line of scrimmage,
yep.
Multiple tackles for loss in the backfield. Shasta defense very much impressed me tonight. And so, in my inability to select James Weaver, I take the Shasta defense.
Shasta's going to take a delay of game here as they let the clock wind down. And the Shasta crowd kind of groaning here, but it was actually by design. Minute 29 to go. A reminder, tonight's game has been brought to you by Mary's Peach Shack. Lots of cool things they have going on. They cater events and parties. They also have a 18-craft beer wall. I checked it out Tuesday. It is pretty awesome if you're a beer fan, so I would recommend checking that out. Mary's Peach Shack in downtown Reading. A minute and a half remaining in the River Bowl here in 2018. Handoff for Shasta out to left, and now room to run down the middle of the field. And I think he's going to go all the way. It is Josh Akana. He is in for a touchdown. They take a flag to go further backwards, and then it turns out to be a 55-yard touchdown run. And the Wolves continue to pour it on here in the fourth quarter.
On 3rd and 22, you're just looking to keep your drive alive. Keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock ticking, and you end up getting a 55-yard run.
So Shasta will look to add on one more. A dominating performance thus far for the Wolves. As the clock is running here.
Under a minute as we await the kick.
Extra point attempt by Lindsay.
Lindsay will look to extend the lead, and it's a fake and a flag.
Flag prior to snap.
Dead ball, snap infraction on Shasta, 5-yard penalty. Repeat the try.
Snap infraction. The question now becomes why call that with 47 seconds to go? So it'll be a five-yard penalty. They'll have to do the PAT from the 7.
Shasta up 37 points and 5 yards added to their attempt to go up 38 points.
So the clock now does run because of the score. It is a fake and a throw to the end zone. Caught. Oh, my goodness, he dropped it. Wow, Cade Petrie was under it like it was a fly ball and just fell through his hands.
Shasta incomplete. Attempting to get senior Cade Petrie, captain, in on the scoring action here late in his final River Bowl.
So, as the clock continues to run, I think that is going to do it. Shasta is going to win their fourth consecutive River Bowl as their fans coming, or the student section coming onto the field to celebrate, winding it down. Our final score here at Shasta High School for the 2018 River Bowl is the Wolves take down Enterprise 47-10. What a great night it was. A lot of fun for my partner Joseph Van Dyke, Jared King, our producer back in the studio. I'm Connor Sutton saying so long here from Shasta High School. The Wolves take down Enterprise 47-10. This has been North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
In terms of the bonus that corporate America receives versus the crumbs that they are giving to workers to kind of put the schmooze on, is so pathetic. It's so pathetic.
That's right. It's so pathetic. That's Nancy Pelosi. She wants to be the Speaker of the House. Again, I marvel. Now, it's not really shocking when this woman writes in playground drama to dear Carolyn here. We live in a world where boys get everything and girls are left with the crumbs. That her son was entitled to crash this girls only time in a public park. And she says, I know I can't legally keep her from a park, which means she'd like to. Now, this woman is a perfectly typical leftist. She has been brainwashed by the insane, bigoted, divisive, polarizing left that divides us along lines of race, class, and gender. This is and gender and gender and gender and gender and on and on and on. But this is a classic example. This is the left believes that we should be divided up by race. You're black, you're Hispanic, you're European Caucasian, you're Asian. Asians, you don't get anywhere near the front of the line at Harvard. Black and Hispanic people, you do. Whitey, you just come in on a legacy thing. Everybody's treated differently based on their race. Everybody's treated differently based on their gender. The women must be believed, unless they're accusing Keith Ellison or Bill Clinton. If they're accusing Republicans, they must be believed. That's another level of corruption that they bring to this, too. She believes that she should be allowed to discriminate based on gender because we live in a world where boys get everything and girls are left with the crumbs. She's a perfect parrot of today's Democrat Party. Everybody's a victim. She's a victim. Her daughter's a victim. The boy is somehow a tyrant by virtue of his gender, and he should be discriminated against because.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump?
Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Confusion, you have to love the confused, or something like that. I've got to say, the woman at the Washington Post who got the letter from the nutcase got it right. I'm going to give Carolyn Hacks full credit for doing the right thing in this story. But I was talking to Luke this morning here at the radio station, and he was talking about this Washington Post piece and the Boy Scouts of America, where they open it up to girls and now they have girls only troops in the Boy Scouts of America. It's like Monty Python. Nothing could be more ridiculous than what they're doing to gender and to everything else in this country. Vote for them and vote for your 12-year-old daughter showering with somebody's 14-year-old son because he's confused.
Gender is like sex. It's on a spectrum.
Is that Bill Nye, the science guy? Bill Nye, the engineering guy, just dropped through the ceiling tiles there around me. And I'm looking at the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts open up the scouting to girls, and now they have girl-only troops in the Boy Scouts. And that makes sense to them. That makes good sense. And this woman writing the letter to Carolyn Hacks, we live in a world where boys get everything, so she should be allowed to discriminate against them, and they should be barred from public parks. It's like Saudi Arabia in reverse. It's like Sharia law for liberals. It's left-wing Sharia. It honestly is. This is a sign of mental illness, among other things. And he felt like the mom and her son felt like he was entitled to crash this girls-only party. And she can't keep him legally out of the park. Luke was saying it reminded him of a South Park episode where Mr. Garrison decided that he was a woman, a regular character in the show. Mr. Garrison on South Park decided that he's a woman. So he starts dressing like a woman, and he takes on all of the characteristics of a woman, more or less, and all of that. And then, he falls in love with a woman. So he doesn't conclude that he's a man. He concludes that he's a lesbian. And that's where the Democrat Party has taken us. That's where we are. That a vote on Election Day for the Democrat Party is a vote for that. It literally is Monty Python. Monty Python did a hilarious, the old Monty Python's Flying Circus, the TV show, the half-hour episodes. They did a hilarious one. John Cleese was like Robin Hood, riding through the glen with his band of men, and steals from the rich, gives to the poor. And by the time he's done, he's stealing from the poor and giving to the rich because they've redistributed wealth to the point of absurdity. And finally, John Cleese, Robin Hood, looks at the camera and says, this redistribution of wealth thing is more complicated than I thought. Because all the rich people are living in palaces, but they have no furniture, no clothes, no food, because it's all been taken from them. And they're still being accused of being rich. It's comparable. It's the gender version of all of that. Also, a bit of humor from the Washington Post today. Unintentional humor, naturally. They don't have a sense of humor. But they do ridiculous things all the time, so we can laugh at them, which is welcome news, I guess. Just about, here's the Washington Post, Dr. Evil Post, the fact checker. And they had the Big Daddy fact checker, Glenn Kessler, come in to do this one. The headline is, just about everything you've read on Warren DNA test is wrong. You mean Senator Elizabeth Warren? How disrespectful to just call her Warren in the headline here. And here's the, he goes on and on for pages. You print it out, it's 5 pages long because he's circling his own navel here again and again, Glenn Kessler is, and he tries to blame Republicans for the Washington Post and the Boston Globe getting everything wrong on the DNA test with Elizabeth Warren. Bottom line is they're still defending Elizabeth Warren because they're a joke. Glenn Kessler's a joke. The fact-checker office at the Dr. Evil Post is a complete joke. It's a Democrat party. It might as well be funded by George Soros himself. But interestingly, they give the Washington Post three Pinocchios. Now, they grade on a curve. It should be four. But he admits that the news reporting on the DNA test was a complete joke. And in the end, he circles back and says, but it still shows that she's part Indian and what she's always claimed is true. So, it makes no sense. He spends four pages saying everything we wrote about it was wrong. Everything the Boston Globe wrote about it was wrong. Everything the RNC said about it was wrong, although all they did was refer you to a New York Times article, and the New York Times article made a point that the Washington Post now says is wrong because they'll sacrifice the New York Times when they're defending Elizabeth Warren. He types on behalf of his party, which is the Democratic Party of the United States of America. It's a press release for Elizabeth Warren, masquerading as a fact check at a news organization, which it is in fact not. After being egged on by President Trump, it's all Trump's fault. This is how it begins. Senator Elizabeth Warren, D-Mass, released the results of a DNA test on October 15th that indicated she had a Native American ancestor. Now, and again, they dance and skate around all of the fun facts that don't contribute to her phony cause. The result, which identified Native American DNA from 6 to 10 generations ago, were immediately misinterpreted. And then he says that they were misinterpreted by the Boston Globe. They were misinterpreted by the Washington Post. They're all real smart. They're the smartnicks that we keep our ear to the ground for what they have to say because they know. They're using the old noodle all the time up there. It started with a Boston Globe report, which initially indicated the test showed she was at best 1/32nd Native American and possibly just 1/512th Native American. After confessing twice to a math error, they confessed twice to two different math errors, but let's not get technical. You're just a news reporter, right? The Globe corrected the numbers to 1/64th and 1/1024th Native American. That would translate to between 98.44% and 99.9% not Native American. Well, that's right, and that's the correct interpretation of this, right? Isn't it? Oh, not so fast. The RNC, now he wants to politicize it instead of making it about the truth. The RNC then issued a news release directing reporters to a 2014 New York Times report that said European Americans had genomes that were on average 98.6% European, 0.19% African, and 0.18% Native American. So it sounded like Warren had less Native American DNA than the average European American. Yeah, that's what it sounds like, because if you look at the New York Times piece and the Boston Globe piece, that's what you might surmise if you whipped out your Bomar calculator and did a little busy work with your digits there, I'm thinking. We even issued, meaning the New York, the Washington Post, we even issued a tweet along these lines at a moment when the Globe still indicated the range was between 1/32nd and 1/1024th. Now, he just got, for a brief time, it's true, they only corrected the second figure and not the first figure, because they're not very smart. This is a conclusion that must be drawn from all of this, and I drew that conclusion the day this came out, because I started questioning the figures immediately as well, and as did everyone else except the geniuses at the Boston Globe, the Washington Post, the New York Times. So in any case, the Washington Post, he goes on and on for four pages, and in the end, he gets to the Pinocchio test, and you'll never guess that it's mostly somebody else's fault because they're liberals, you know. He said, Pinocchio test, we're not trying to defend Warren's decision to release the test. Just to set the record straight about what the test shows. The media bungled the interpretation of the results. First they bungled the math and the results, then they bungled the interpretation. But all in favor of Elizabeth Warren. Let's not lose sight of that. And then Warren's opponents used the uninformed reporting, meaning the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, the New York Times, to undermine the test result even further. Oh, by introducing the New York Times article from a couple of years ago. We fell into this trap as well. This is the Washington Post confessing to the falling into the trap. And we're too quick to send out a tweet, now deleted. See, now they just delete their mistakes. They don't correct them. That made an inaccurate comparison. We should not have relied on media reporting before tweeting. The Washington Post says they should not have relied on media reporting. And you know what? They're right. They're right about that. They should not have relied on media reporting by the Boston Globe or by themselves. And you know what, Glenn? I don't make the same mistake every day. I avoid that mistake. That pitfall, that trap is one that I'm aware of. Every day when I get out of bed, I'm still rubbing the sleep out of my eyes when I say, I wonder what the Washington Post is going to lie about today. And then I pick up my paper, which lands outside my door, and my best girl and I laugh out loud and howl at all the BS that your phony baloney newspaper publishes every day. But keep in mind that the conclusion here is that the Washington Post said we should not have relied on media reporting. Truer words were never spoken. I think that Glenn Kessler, there should be the Glenn Kessler Award. And on the Lucite block, it will say, we should not have relied on media reporting. And that would be the Glenn Kessler Award. Lucite block, sharp edges. Warren's Native American DNA, as identified in the test, may not be large. It may be 1/1024th. And it's not Native American, because they can't compare to Native American, which he admits in page 4 of this essay that he wrote on behalf of Elizabeth Warren. And we know what it is. I got it right. Don't worry about me, Glenn. I got it right, because I didn't depend on your phony reporting, because I read you every day, and I know that you're not only crooked, you're not very smart. You get the math wrong, then you interpret it wrong, then you change one statistic without changing the other statistic, which means you're really incompetent when it comes to basic statistics. And I knew a long time ago that I couldn't depend on you. Warren's DNA, identify the test, may not be large, but it's wrong to say it's as little as 1/1024th. No, it's not. No, you're wrong again. These people are just incompetent, unintelligent, unserious party hacks that will say anything and do anything, and when they're caught being wrong, they come out to be wrong again. He just explained, higher up in the piece, that it is perfectly fair and square to say that on the low end, it's 1/1024th. Those are her numbers that she issued from her expert, Carlos Bustamante, who is revered. He's not really, but they claim he is because he did Elizabeth Warren's test. So here we go. It's wrong to say as little as 1/1024th, or that it's less than the average European American. No, it's not. In fact, reading your own piece, that is, in fact, a perfectly reasonable conclusion to come to. Now, it may be as high as 1/64th, and it may be as little as 1/1024th. Those are the numbers, Glenn. They're in your own piece. See if you can sort this out in your little brain, and maybe tomorrow you can come back with a correction, of your misinterpretation, of your misunderstanding of statistics and facts. So they end up with this, three Pinocchios all around, including to our tweet. Your tweet, it's not just your tweet, it's all your reporting. It's your and now it's this idiotic piece, which once again misinterprets, misunderstands, and misrepresents the facts. So thanks for that, Glenn. You're quite a guy. There it is. And they give themselves, the Washington Post, give themselves three Pinocchios, but they think they're sharing it with the Republicans because the Republicans pointed to a New York Times article, which the Washington Post says they don't know what they're saying because the New York Times article is fine. And when you compare it to the Elizabeth Warren claim, you come up with the accurate numbers, which Glenn Kessler is trying to muddy the waters on because he's a crook and he's a Democrat water boy. Hey, water boy. All right, let's go to the telephones. Hey, water boy. Let's go to Lamar calling from the great state of Florida. Lamar, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, great to talk to you again. I've been calling you, I don't know, 9-10 years since about these Democrats and how they're crazy like a fox. Everything that they do, you know, we chalk it up to them being mentally ill and crazy, and they are, but they really have a plan, you know, and it's a long-term plan that goes back to, you know, communist days. And I remember one time I called you on a Friday and we talked about how the commies were going to take over and start a civil war like 8 years ago. And then on Monday you came back around to it and you had to qualify to the audience and say, you know, Lamar called about communism and a lot of you are probably wondering what in the world he's talking about. You know, and now look where we are. And the reason we could see this coming is because of what they really have as their agenda. You know, something like the social media banning of conservatives right now. You know, they're in a no-lose situation because what they're going to have is Republicans and conservatives circling back around and actually being the ones to demand the fairness doctrine. You know, you can already see that where people are demanding that Twitter and Facebook and YouTube reinstate all of these conservatives and stuff like that. Somebody like Senator Warren, you know, a normal person would say, why in the world would she even make that public? You know, well, they have their reasons. You know, it's a no-lose situation for them. So they're going to twist it around into some kind of, you know, conservatives and Republicans are abusing her and being, you know, something, and she'll run for president and it'll be used against us.
She'll be the victim.
Like
she's already the victim. She was born a victim because of the high cheekbones at birth and all that. And
right.
She's a woman. Yeah. She had the victim genitalia, too. And so she starts out a victim, of course. But you mentioned the banning on social media. I wonder if Twitter has banned the Minister Louis Farrakhan for his Jews are termites comments yet.
No. And the reason is, you know, their plan, if people would just look a little bit at Marxism 101, and I know it sounds antiquated and everything, but it's not. This is their plan. You know, they're really on their permanent revolution. You know, there's a permanent revolution. They don't care. They're like the Islamic terrorists, right? They don't care if it takes 100 years or 200 years. Their goal right now is to tear society down at every point. It doesn't matter whether it's attacking police, whether it's attacking culture, whether it's killing children through abortion, you name it. It just doesn't matter. They're attacking it. They're tearing it down. And when you look at it from that perspective, they're doing a very good job. I mean, they're way ahead, you know. And you can't tell what we're headed into by looking at the street. Just like when me and you first talked about violence in the streets, there was none, right? But we could see it coming because what you have to look at is what is acceptable to people now. So when you look at your liberal friends' comments on Facebook or on Vice News, on a thread on Vice News or something like that, and you look down the thread and you see people talking about killing Republicans, killing conservatives, beating people up, punch a Nazi, you know, they don't care that we're not really Nazis. We're not socialists of any kind. They only care that they can characterize us as Nazis,
yeah.
And they do a good job of it.
Well, they do, and they own you know, the corrupt news media and the Glenn Kesslers of the world that convey this phony message. And while they've got mobs of black bandana-clad hoods out in the street beating people and sacking places and looking like terrorists from some kind of a surreal Hollywood film, of course, you can't call them a mob. You can't say there's violence in the street. You can't say that these people are a mob. And Howard Dean, Lamar, you may remember Howard Dean, the permanent campaign, much closer to the European model.
Remember I talked about the permanent campaign? Well, before I got to the DNC, we didn't have a permanent campaign. You would campaign for 1 year when you had a candidate, and then if you didn't, you wouldn't campaign for the next 3 years. No wonder we lose. Now we don't just have a permanent campaign for electing Democrats. We have a permanent campaign for influencing policy. It brings us a little closer to the European model.
That brings us a lot closer to the European model, the micro-appendaged former gubernator presidential candidate DNC chairman Howard Dean on the permanent campaign. And they have their militant black shirt branches and their goose steppers, the violent people. They got James Hodgkinson. It's today's Democrat Party. Thanks, Lamar.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and learn if you qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Initiative. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free tax debt analysis at 800-405-1225 now. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
All right, let's go very quickly to the phones. Let's go to Cameron in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland. Cameron, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Cameron. Thanks.
Love your show, man. Listen, tonight at about 5 o'clock, I'm going to have more bourbon in my bloodstream than Elizabeth Warren has Cherokee in hers.
So you're Irish?
No, I'm just a regular, red-blooded American that, it's on a Friday. But, I thought it was funny that Lindsey Graham said that he was going to do a test himself just to prove, to the world that he has probably a little bit more Indian blood in him than Elizabeth Warren has hers. I don't know if you saw that article.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I talked about Lindsey, the ferocious Lindsey Graham the other day. And the New York Times confirms that. The Post denies it.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.